Blog Talk Radio.
Magical Production.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking.
can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle, house of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch double. Hook work like Barney Rubble. Original from the gold, like that uncut flow. From years of endo, outdo, and hydro. I'm zoning right now, and I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug, just to bust a couple pounds. Shit, let's put it in the air. Fuck the neighbors, we don't care. In that all black with the white shirt, I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked Up Chrome. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking, boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
They can't jerk like me.
Keep it
jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Yo, what's jerking everybody out there, man? This is Back to Business 70. That's right, 70, man, right here on Chop On the Radio Network. Y'all already know everything stay jerking. 100K and keeping the blow up away, you dig? We don't do that, man. Y'all know I'm the Mr. Baby King 1033 Sassy. That's me right here in the heart of the gee. It's going down. Jerk Kings Point Blank. You dig my name right, man, folks? Hey, look, I keep telling folks, man, Pac-Man, everybody know me by Pac-Man. That's cool. Salute. I appreciate y'all, man. But, you know, when the situation happened, man, and I laid on that deathbed, man, Pac-Man, he passed away then. You dig? That was his life. That was his journey. And this is his time to end. It's the Mr. Baby. Get my name right, man. Or Jerk Kings Point Blank, man. Just like that. You dig? Hey, man, we going to go in tonight, man. We got to keep it 100K about this, man. I've seen a couple of people talk about it. We've talked about it before in the past. But we got to talk about this shit, man. This is going to be in our chop session, man. One, tagging everybody in your list on Facebook without trying to build actual connections, right? Two, tagging everybody you can on Facebook with hopes of, oh, shit, here come the 100K part, with hopes of jumping inside others' fan bases, areas, and circles of connections. Yeah, we cutting water off and snatching helmets, you dig? Three, not keeping it 100K, man. Not keeping it 100K. Petty Murphy Famo going to chime in with us. We going to get it going, man. Y'all know I got to sauce you up, man. I got to get you in that jerking mood, man. So sit back and relax, baby, and get ready to chime in because we getting ready to go in tonight. We cutting water off and snatching helmets. Y'all know how we do it. Let's go.
Red is no longer a pimp. That's right, Red is no longer a pimp. All his hoes in stock must go now. 10 minutes with Danielle on sale now. $19.99. Head in the backseat of a truck. Red sale. $12.99. Man's clothes. Polo. Nike. Adidas. How about Keisha? Keisha's on sale now. Come get her. $5.99. Hand job. Yes, that's right, I said it. Hand job. Rockaway. Sean John. Yes, that's right. Sean John clothes. $29.99. Get the whole entire fleet. $299. That's right, I said it again. $299. 10 train hoes, all yours. Red special of the week. Tickling of the ball sack area. The ball sack area. 99 cents. $1. You get your balls tickled. All his hoes in stock. Must go now.
If she smell it down there, that is not our problem.
Each hoe comes as is. Sale goes on from December 5th to January 3rd. Money is non-refundable. If you don't turn her on and she doesn't want you, then that is not our fault.
I'm a fucker with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like a first time, had to make a
the brain. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit it from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? Fuck her with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like her first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit her from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? Caught a vibe with La Mama, so I had to give her dope D. Known in the street, so she was scared to approach me. Scat pack, move through my city like a hellcat. Fat cat, give me that wet shit, throw it back. Mask up, plus I got my rubber on. Hot kinda quick, so we ain't under the covers long. You can turn your phone off, I left mine in the car. I'ma double back if you good like you say you are. Ain't playing no game, so I hope you ain't shy about it. Smoked all the gas, but good sex took the high about it. Drilling like I'm post too, we just having fun. This ain't no competitions, girl, I like the one-on-one. I'ma fuck her with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like her first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit it from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? Fuck her with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like her first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit her from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? I'ma go and get it, lil' mama know I hustle for it. Always hit my line like, Vans, what you doing tomorrow? I'ma chase the bag, cause ain't no money gon' come to me. Let me meet my quota then, I'ma want some company. Pour a little rosé, smoke a little exotic. Henny, how you like a nympho with that hypnotic? I'ma put it down, you sweating and we gon' breathe hard. Butterfly stomach when you told me to go deep and hard. I'ma push up on you in my new whip, mask on. I'ma give it to you quick, but this shit gon' last long. I'ma push up on you in my new whip, mask on. I'ma give it to you quick, but this shit gon' last long. I'ma fuck her with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like her first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit it from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? Fuck her with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like her first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit her from the back, hey, who pussy is this her?
Shots, but I'm decking like the Matrix. I ain't seen a bitch pop shit like me.
Okay, Petty. Okay, Petty, man. Femo. Shout out, Petty Murphy. Y'all ain't feeling that down there. Y'all ain't feeling that, man. Let me go ahead and get on something y'all can feel, though, man. Let me go ahead and switch it over, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
You gon' feel this, though. Nick 2, we gon' slap you.
I be sitting back on that bread. I just put a little back on his head. I be sitting back on that bread. I just put a little back on his head. He say he looking for me, come find me, yeah. Looking for me, come find me, yeah. I be sitting back counting that bread. I just put a little back on his head. He say he looking for me, come find me, yeah. He say he looking for me, come find me, yeah. He say he looking for me, come and find me. And if I move, you know my bros, they right behind me. I'm pulling off, I take his head off politely. And them diamonds, they be hitting, shining brightly. I got my city on lock, who gon' sign me? I stay down till I came up by that grind beat. I'm in the spark, I touch that light, that's how that time be. In this face up on my hip, that's where that line be, yeah. I be sitting back counting that bread. Fuck the op and fuck the bitch and fuck the feds. In every hood I pop out, I ain't never scared. He wants a smoke, I put a look back on his head. Telling my mama no more stressing, crying. I started out from the bottom, you know I'm flying. I feel like 50, get richer, I'ma die trying. Them niggas won't smoke with me, then I'm sliding, yeah. Telling my kid no more stress. You know your father out here working and I'm blessed. I started out from the bottom, so for the rest. He wants to smoke, I put a bag on his desk, yeah. Came up, nigga, dug in the bed. Last year, spent time in a bed. Bounce back, nigga, getting bread. He wants the smoke, I put a bag on his head, yeah. I be sitting back counting that bread. I just put a little back on his head. He say he looking for me, come find me, yeah. He say he looking for me, come find me, yeah. I be sitting back counting that bread. I just put a little back on his head. He say he looking for me, come find me, yeah. He say he looking for me, come find me, yeah. Big shots out, man. Cooley 3-time, man. That bag on his head. So, man, I gotta say, man, much love to the nation, man. Femo Nation. Much love to the Jerk Kings, man. Chop on the Radio, the team, man. Big shots out to Jag the Official and my Femo, man. Big shots out to YL Dallas, Mr. Exclusive. That my Femo, man. We rocking solid, man. Getting it in. Y'all know how it do, man. Big shots out, man. The Night Train, the brand as well, man. Out there doing his thing, man. You know, that's Femo. Stay getting it, stay jerking, man. So, appreciate all them. Also, Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, man, LLC, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check out on the book, man, on social media, on Instagram. Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, man. Check it out. Do you some business. Hey, you rappers out there, check this out, man. You writing, making songs and all that anyway. You got a story to tell, right? You got a story to tell, man. You can also become an author as well. If you ain't never thought about it, think about it, man. Put you out a book. You did? You can do that, man. Holler at Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, LLC, and let her put you in the game straight like that, man. Big shouts out to OG Hard as well, man. Big shouts out to OG Hard and big shouts out to Big Chief Dispensary, man. You in Muskogee, Oklahoma, slide through Big Chief Dispensary, man. Tell him the Mr. sent you, chop on the radio sent you, Femo Nation sent you, man. Go hop out, go pull up on a man, and go through, man, and get your flower or your medical and all your needs and supplies straight like that, you dig? So we're going to get it in. Petty Murphy, Femo, what's good with you, man? What's good with it? We getting ready to cut waters off Snatch Helmets, man.
Yeah. You damn right we cutting waters off tonight. Big shout out to Blackout. Blackout hit me up.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Blackout, and, man.
Yeah, Blackout hit me up. He did submit his audio drop and 3-track. And the Petty Murphy Project 2 tonight throwdown is available now on all the damn platforms that I told you on.
Y'all make sure y'all go check him out. Straight
yes,
like that,
Femo.
Man. And that's another thing.
We're going to
speak on that, too, man. We're going to speak on that, too, because, you know what I mean?
We're
on these platforms, and everybody
out
on these platforms. So go ahead, Femo. I'll let you go. Go ahead. What you say?
I'm ready to cut somebody's motherfucking water off.
Oh, man, you know what's up on the radio, man. We keep it 100K. We let all that out.
I'm ready to cut some people's water off. And let me tell you why. It started out this morning, a good morning. Teddy goes to Panera Bread and enjoys his white privilege at Panera Bread, so he gets his coffee and his muffin. You know, I'm dealing with
no. Okay, so you a coffee and hold on, fam. So you a coffee and muffin eating type of cat. That's what you trying to tell me live, or you
that's
a coffee and muffin eating type of cat. All right, I got you.
That's what I do.
All right. Get your coffee and crumpets and shit, nigga. I understand.
I get my coffee and crumpets. Fuck you. But I get my coffee and crumpets. But I got this artist. Basically, he already did Teddy Fest, right? You know, whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he posted for two days, but he decided he wanted to do one. His video that got views on it, thank me later, motherfuckers, because your video said came up on YouTube. Your views came off of Teddy Fest, not your or your people. Thank you very much. So he was looking for his little refund. But see, well, you know, and I know, and the world knows that I'm dealing with a family issue. I'm trying to make sure my family straight. Instead of him saying, hey, bro, how you doing? How's your family doing? He's going to go, yo. So I was like, I already knew what the fuck this is up on. This is blow up. So I went the fuck in. It's like, you know what, man? What do you want, bro? What do you want? You know, and I basically broke him down like I told you. Like, your views that you got on your video that you submitted and dropped, guess what? Thank me. It was Teddy Fest that got you those views worldwide. Therefore, you paid your flat fee. You got the worldwide views. People know who you are. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Here's the thing that I want to tell people.
Interesting.
When you
Let's get on the tagging, man.
Yes.
We got to tackle the tagging, man.
Let's get on
tagging everybody. We got to go to number one. The number one is tagging everybody in your list on Facebook without trying to build actual connections. That's what we're going to try to stay on for the first one. Tagging everybody in your list on Facebook without trying to build actual connections. What's your viewpoint on that right there?
Number one.
Go ahead, keep it 100K.
I fucking hate it. I hate it with people that really don't fuck with you. They know who you are. They know that you have the connection.
Let's punch in. Last four digits, 7136. Welcome to Top of the Radio. Who we got?
Yo, what up? School. I'm in the building. What's happening? Top
of
the Famo.
Man, Schooler. What's good with you, Famo, man? Appreciate you calling in, man. Famo, go ahead, man, for everybody that's tuned in. For everybody that's tuned in, man, that might not have heard you on any other show, man, let them know who you is, man, and where you calling in from, Famo.
Man, I'm calling in from City Grove, North Carolina. You know what I mean? BranchOffRecords.com. Y'all already know what's happening. Y'all know what it is. Yeah, Schooler. I'm out here.
Straight like that, man, and that's Famo. We ride with him. He ride with us. Been that way. Now, go ahead, Teddy. We be jumping in. Yeah, I'm glad he called in, too, because I know I was going to put him in because I want him to get his thoughts.
When you said those five, four numbers, 7136, it's like, that's cool. Let's get it on. Anyway.
Right. Straight up.
That's what you're saying. I hate this shit. I hate it because you get a lot of people, right? They know who you are. You ran into them. You chopped it up with them. You had a drink with them. You probably fucked the same bitch, maybe two. And yet, they know what you do. They know what you do, but they never reach out. They never reach out to you until they got something popping. But when you reach out, and I mean, you give them the likes, you give them congratulations, whatsoever. Like, yeah, that's dope, whatsoever. You know, you show that love. They see you killed them with kindness, but they never give that kindness back to you when you got something popping. The shit's getting fucking annoying, and it's because also too. You're not trying to collaborate with one another. You're not trying to build that culture. This is the fuckery that I've always been speaking on this shit, and I've been speaking on this shit for years. Motherfuckers don't want to collaborate. They always want to hate and make it a competition. That shit's annoying. Ugh.
Okay. Let me get Schooler. Let me get your view on it, man. Let me get your view on the first set of topics, man. What you thinking, man?
Shit, man. I understand why people do it. I mean, you gotta understand if it ain't out there, nobody ain't gonna see it. You know what I'm saying? And then I understand it for the people that's getting tagged. understanding from the people that's getting tagged, like, you know, I don't fuck with you like that. Why is you tagging me in your shit? You know what I'm saying? You ain't never seen me like nothing. You ain't never seen me share nothing. So why the fuck is you tagging me in your shit? Okay, so check
right,
it, because
right.
I've been on both sides. Okay, for one, you a young artist and you coming up, you know, and you want people to you want people to give you a chance. Then you're gonna jump out the window, you're gonna tag everybody you can tag. You know what I mean? Whether they like it or not. Tag you, untag
true.
You, block you, don't block you, but you're gonna take that effort to get out there in the front of them. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as the results is concerned, it don't work. Trust me, it do not work. But for the people that is doing it, I don't blame them because I know why they doing it.
Hold on, we got Femo on the line, too. Hold on, we got to get Femo on the line. Femo, what's good? YL Dallas, what's good, Femo?
I can't call it, man. Got a motherfucking migraine, but what's the deal?
Man, we chopping
man,
on the topic, man.
Where you come off the air?
Yeah, go take a couple shots, Femo.
The white drunk all that.
Damn.
Go ahead, Schooler, man. Let's let Schooler finish giving his thoughts on it, man. We'll get YL thoughts, too. Go ahead, Schooler, man.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. You know, man, I understand why people do it. So I understand, you know, why they doing it. You know what I mean? They doing it just like shit. Whether you running a Facebook ad, whether you putting out a billboard, whether you in people's inboxes, it's a form of promotion. You know what I mean? And then if you got them on your friends list, then that's a little bit more reasonable to say, I'm going to tag all these people on my friend list because they're my friends. You know what I'm saying? Is you going to get the results? More likely not. You know what I mean? But I understand why they do it. I don't think it's a bad thing because I feel like it's people taking the effort because it's so many people that's out here that say they want to do this and say they want that. They won't tag nobody. You know what I mean? They won't even post their shit. But then they expect people to notice. Mm. You know what I mean? So I understand both sides of it. You know what I mean? As being more together, like having my shit together more, I don't have to go that route. But at one point in time when I didn't have my shit together, that didn't know where my audience was, didn't know what was going to be happening, I'll go down my 2,000-3,000 friends and just tag random ass people. You know what I'm saying? Just tag them right in the shit and probably end up with 2, 3, or 10, 15, my same regular people will come fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But I do know, but them other 100 people that I tag, they see it. Whether they're going to fuck with it or not, they is or they ain't. You know what I'm saying? But, so, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You know what I mean? Because I understand why they do it, but then I understand why it's aggravating the people that. So, like, say you, Famo, you got the chop on the radio. So I can see you getting tagged in so many different. Yeah, I'm about to say, I can see you getting tagged in so many people's shit. People that you like, come fuck with the station. This is what's happening. They don't never fuck with it. But then on the other side, they want to tag you in their shit. So, I mean, I understand it. I understand it both sides, you know what I'm saying? But just on my side, I understand why they do it, you know what I'm saying? And it don't work. So if they're looking for results, that's not how you're going to get results. But, you know,
I'm glad you and Petty, man, with y'all
results.
I'm glad you and Petty, man, you know, both of y'all feedback, you feel me? I agree with both of y'all, man, and I feel y'all. I both appreciate y'all, man, for, you know, giving me feedback. And, you know, right here, y'all know, man, on Chop on the Radio, we don't stop nobody from talking, man. We ain't going to tell you what to say, what not to say. We just can't promote violence, you feel me, like hate speech, you know what I mean? But when it's your time to talk, shit, you're going to talk. You're going to get it out and get it in, and it's respected, whether it agree with me or you don't agree with me, whether you agree with YL, you don't agree with YL, whether we agree with each other or not. You feel me? We ain't going to get into it and all that. You know, we're going to speak our piece. If it get heated, you know, shit, we go to a music break. But y'all know, man, you can come say what you want to say. YL, man, the first part of it is tagging everybody in your list on Facebook without trying to build an actual connection.
Man, I'm going to tell you like this, Simon, because you already know how I feel about being tagged and with a whole bunch of people. I hate that shit. I fucking hate it. especially when it's a motherfucker that don't know you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. It's always a chance that motherfucker can be my Facebook friend and not know me. You know what I mean? But
that's true.
I'm the type of guy that I got about 300 friends, and I can guarantee you I know 98% of them people. I ain't going to say I fuck with all of them personally on the level where I can say everybody my fucking friend. But at the same time, I know all these people. I know what they do and shit like that. But if you fucking don't know me and you know a motherfucker that I know, don't tag me in your shit. Don't tag me in your shit.
I can understand.
Everybody say, you know, it's promotion or whatever. I understand that. But I think about it like this. You know how when you're on fucking YouTube or something and you get hit with all those ads?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if you're the famous person or not. If you in the middle of doing some shit and Drake just come out of nowhere and Drake ain't got shit to do with what you had going, you're going to skip that fucking ad.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I like Drake.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? But when it comes to being tagged, fam, I'm like, building a connection, if I can't even really speak on that, because if I got a connection with you, 9 times out of 10, you already know, watch who you tag me with. Because I'm a firm believer in, if it ain't got shit to do with me, don't tag me in it. Because my little 300 people don't know you.
Yeah, I feel what Wyo's saying on that, because there's a lot of people that will tag
and
you.
And I already know how Femo feels.
Me and
Femo
talked
about this several times.
With people you
look,
don't
me
know. Me
and Femo
have
talked about this
know.
On a fishing trip before.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this man.
Since I got your ass on here, Petty, let me tell your ass. You lucky I fucking like you, buddy, because I had 27 fucking notifications, and guess what? None of them was the fucking videos I shared. It was all your motherfucking ass and people talking to you or liking some shit that you done said. But I fuck with Petty.
You're right.
So
right.
There's no anger from this, but I tell you this much. Let that have been another motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
You probably would have got cussed out by now.
Hold on,
Petty,
hold on.
Let me hear it.
Let me hear it. Between Wild Facebook. Now, that is a problem.
Yo, this is Petty Murphy.
Petty Murphy.
Hey, nah. I will say this, though. The way Petty get away with it, he'll post about 7 different things and then hit me with one of those that I am a part of. Like, yeah, you know, I'm spending Wyo Dallas shit today. He'll tag me in that bitch first.
You be doing that shit, okay, for real.
Yeah, he'll tag me in that shit first, and after that, it'd be all the shows upcoming and rules and regulations
right.
for these motherfuckers.
Right.
I know too many rules and regulations for Petty Show to not be on that bitch.
Right?
That's another conversation.
And here's the thing about that. With the new rules and everything like that, YL got a pass. You know why? Because YL showed love to the Petty Murphy Project. The Sam O'Nation showed love.
Oh, yeah, since day one.
Like you said, we about to cut motherfuckers' water off tonight. All right? I'm on my Lamar shit tonight. You
well, hey, check it out, because y'all touched on a lot. You feel me? And I'm going to try to keep it to where, like I said, tagging everybody in your list on Facebook without trying to build actual connections. So I'm going to keep it on that level right there, and then we'll get it, you know, we still got part 2 and part 3. So on that right there, now, I agree with what everybody said. You know, feel me? They all spoke good and said some real shit. So with me, man, it's pretty much with them, and I would just say to add to all of that what they said, because I'm in agreement with everything they said. The reason why I used to do it, when I first jumped in the game, I wasn't on social media, man, till I moved to Wichita, Kansas. You feel me? So, and I was in Wichita, Kansas for what, like 11 years. So I never, MySpace, man, a little homegirl tried to have me make a MySpace. Man, I was out in the street doing certain things. So social media was never my thing, right? So when I get to Kansas, you know what I'm saying, got my new phone,
You know what I mean? That's when I found out everybody was on this and on this and on this. So I started getting on there, getting on that. But when I get into the club scene and entertainment, you feel me? I seen people doing certain things. For me, I was in an area where I knew nobody. You feel me? I only had my cousins, you know, three females, you know what I mean, that I was staying with. They baby daddies, whatever, but, you know, they had nothing to do with what we had, what I had going on. But and the people at the club, I didn't know nobody outside of that, you know what I mean? And I had my cousin, my male cousin. Luckily, he played on the semi-pro team, so that helped me. But I didn't know nobody when it came to the music scene. So I sat back as a security guard in the club, watching everything, you know what I mean? For years, man, for a couple of years, I just watched the whole city, how everything moved, how everything was. As a security guard, you know, shit, you're going to meet people and shit. So that's how I started meeting certain people, right? Now, I jumped out there when I started doing events. When we started doing events, I started tagging everybody. You feel me? Like, but it was everybody that I had met in the club. So I start tagging in, I start tagging everybody from back home. I was tagging every damn body. And I did that shit, I ain't gonna lie. I did that shit, and I did it for a minute, you know what I mean? But, like Schooler said, that shit don't really work far as in, you know what I mean, what you after. If you just after the awareness and getting in front of people's faces, you know, which is key too. That's all a part of the game with this shit too. But tagging people far as in, and you're not trying to build a connection, you're going to tag an artist that might be jerking in his lane or jerking in her lane, right, doing their thing. Now, you didn't tag this person. You on a friend list, yeah, because some point in time y'all done came across paths and accepted friends. But you ain't never tried to reach out to this person to try to get no work in or even congratulated this person on they ups or, that, or anything. You don't give a shit about what they got going on in their life. But you steady forcing what you doing in their life by tagging them. You're not really trying to build that connection. So what you're doing is you're not even opening the door to build a connection. Because a lot of them people, you think about it, tag 90-something people, you might see 10, 11, you know what I mean, people hit the like on there. You feel me? Because of the situation, certain people. Yeah, and it doesn't mean them people ain't reaching. No, yeah, them numbers right there give people that thought, but it don't mean them people ain't reaching those people. You feel me? Cause like, my reach is stupid crazy. Chop on the radio reach is stupid crazy. Collectively, our reach is crazy. Now, when you come to, like, the likes and shit like that, man, that's all like a popularity game. You know what I mean? It's like a popularity game. If you really a like person, yeah, you go get a bunch of them likes. If you a real person, you dig. I mean, ain't saying no fake star real. We talking about, like, real persons and real people. You know what I mean? It's a little different. But, you know, some people it works and some people it don't. But your reach and shit like that, man, your reach is good. But when you come to the connections, you might tag a person, say, who do got a platform, like, say, on whatever platform it's on, podcast, whatever it is, producers, all these type of people out there that you tagging, but you're not building that connection. That's not building a connection. You're not engaging them. So it's really, yeah, it's people say it's promotion, but it really ain't, because you're not engaging. You feel me? You just slapping it up there, tagging a bunch of people with, well, I can't say that because that's in part two, but that it's not building a connection. You're not going to build no connection like that. Sometimes it works for certain people, but people who really working and jerking, they not going to – it becomes aggravating to them because it's other people who do know how to reach out to each other or even platforms. Platforms will reach out to people and gauge and be like, hey, man, I've been following this person. Let me reach out to this person, man, because, you know, this is the next step. Just tagging you and tagging you. I understand tagging you. Hey, man, that's what I got going on. Okay, cool, player. But if it ain't in with the intentions of mixing with that person or you and that person getting together, you or building a connection, stop doing that shit. That's pointless. And it's on the line. A lot of people say, go ahead, Femo.
I don't mean to cut y'all, but the way I look at it, man, it's like, when it comes to a lot of artists, because, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but when it comes to a lot of artists, they not right. tagging people for connections. They shooting for the stars. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
That's what I hate when a fucking producer exactly. asks me And the first thing they do is inbox me asking me if I need beats. Like, bitch, if you would have went to my profile before you hit the add friend, you would know, nigga, I don't need beats. Now,
come on,
there's
man.
A difference between needing beats.
This nigga make, look, and, YL makes beats unlimitedly. This is one of the top producers that I know. You feel me? Cold.
But see? Don't get it twisted, though. I don't only rap or sing on my own shit. You know what I mean? I'm not that type of producer to where I make so much hot shit that I'm too good to rap on somebody else's shit. But you're not going to do is treat me like I'm one of these SoundClick-ass people and, oh, shit, I'm going to add them, then I'm going to jump in this inbox. That's just like with the fucking graphic designers who's doing cartoon graphics.
Oh,
I get about three of them motherfuckers every week.
Yeah.
And they do the same.
Look, I didn't ban them from my page. I didn't put a ban on cartoon graphic designers because they asked me. And if you say, man, not right now, but I can, before you can even say, hey, I might know somebody, they done already deleted your ass. So, bitch, this is what I'm going to do. We are, you know, we know how to make these things ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, we learn how to do cartoon graphics ourselves, so we don't need it. But we might know somebody, an artist or something that need it, but I can't stand that shit, man. But go ahead. Somebody else on the
I want to say, I want to say one thing, and what y'all saying is 1,000%. People don't tag me in a bunch of stuff. They just don't. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. I guess
I barely tag people that know me and stuff. And me and school are close. We cool.
Yeah, like people don't tag me and stuff. You know what I mean? I guess it's just the energy that I come off with. That people that do know me or know anything about me, they like, we just not about to fucking tag school in anything. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever I don't know. But another thing I'm going to say is, and this is from experience, is your biggest supporters is the people you will never see. You will
come
never
come
see
on, man.
Speak
some knowledge to them. Speak
you
some
will never
them,
see
man.
These people. You will never know. Huh?
Did you post that before?
Say what?
I don't know. I don't know, but, you know, I tell people all the time, like, you will never know these people. You will never see them. They'll never like nothing. They'll never share nothing. They'll never tag you with nothing. You ain't even got to tag them. Or it could be one of them random-ass people that you did tag that you never got a response from or nothing, but you might bump into them when they might bump into them at the store and be like, that joint that you tagged me in, man, that was hard and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I understand it. Like, if I kept getting tagged in a bunch of random-ass shit, then I would definitely be like, look, stop tagging me in this fucking random shit. I don't know you motherfuckers.
Now, personally, if I look at it personally, then, yeah, I look at it like, okay, we do got the radio show. You know, before the radio show, we was a part of another radio show, and at that time, too, we doing events crazy, you know what I mean, stupid, so you tagging me, say it from a promoter's aspect, from a promoter's eye, because I am a promoter, too, so from a promoter's aspect, right, I understand tagging that promoter to get them, like, hey, man, this is what I got going on, this is what I'm doing, you know what I mean, getting them to even look your direction, cool,
right.
That's cool, right, but if you don't pass that, your ass is hustling backwards, right? Because you're wasting the opportunity and you're wasting your own energy. Yeah, you're wasting your own energy. That's first level. That's first level stuff, and that's why I said about me when I first came in the game. That's what I used to do. All right, and then I noticed out of like 90 some people, I probably get like 20 likes. Now I don't really care about the likes. I'm more on the reach. Forget the likes. You know, I can have 2 likes and have 1,200 reach on something. Cool. The likes, man, it is what it is. You dig? Some people go off of it, some people don't. That traffic is what gets you in a lot of doors. But anyway, all right, so
let me get personal real quick, Famo. Let me get personal. Now,
okay, go ahead,
with
go
me,
ahead.
I've done the tagging shit before, but not the same way that we're talking about. Because, see, with me, if I tag 99 people, I can guarantee you that I've been face-to-face with those 99 people at least once. in my life. You see what I'm saying?
I get you saying. I see what you're saying.
I may tag the motherfucker that I went to school with back in middle school type shit. And we don't fuck around. We not friends. We just found each other on Facebook and we was like, all right, yeah, I went to school with that motherfucker. Cool.
Long lost buddy. Yeah, long lost classmate.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Tag those type of people. So when they see it, even if they don't be like, you know, I know who the fuck YL is, they be like, oh, that's Money Chris.
Right.
I went to school with that guy, and they might look at it just because the motherfuckers know me personally.
Right. Right.
And that's what gets
now,
me when I be like, these motherfuckers tagging me that don't know me at all. I ain't gonna lie, I get a lot of tags just off the strength of being the Mister's Famo. Off the strength of being Famo, I get tagged in so many people's shit, and it's crazy how they tag me in all this shit and don't even know I'm fucking YL Dallas.
That come with the territory, brother.
Now let me ask you a question.
That's why I said, well, personally, with having the platforms, man, and the things that, you know, the connections and all that type of stuff, for artists to, even if an artist popping in their lane, that's cool. You tag, say, like I said, personally, you tag me. I'm gonna look at it like, okay, well, you know, you tag me, you engage, so I'm gonna sit back, I'm gonna see what you gonna do. You feel me? I done dealt with so many damn artists, man, so many people. A lot of us have dealt with so many people in our life, right? So I'm going to sit back. I'm going to see what you're going to do. I'm going to see how you're going to run with it. And then I notice, okay, a week go by, shit, he ain't jumped in the inbox or nothing. Another week go by, he ain't jumped in the inbox or go nothing. By that time, shit, I done stopped looking. Not really, after a week, I done stopped looking for you. I'm going to keep it 100K, ain't going to bullshit. After a week, I done stopped looking for you, right? And then you tag me until you tag me again. Then you tag me again. I'm like, damn, man, we done did 6 shows between this time. You feel me? Like my platform with things that we got going on over here, you can access, you know what I mean? But obviously you feel like what you're doing is bigger and better, which I understand. It's a lot of people that's way bigger than us. Salute to all of them, you did. But you feel like, okay, man, this is what I'm doing. I don't really care what they got going on. You ain't reached that. You ain't tried to mix in. What need do I need to look at your music or listen to your music or listen to your video or give a shit about when you getting ready to perform on what show and all that shit? I could care less.
I,
like, you, y'all know I'm a mister, man. It's point blank.
Shit,
I could care less, man. Look, it's like this. I understand. I've seen a lot of artists do this. And like I said, I did it in the beginning. Boom. But you understand things as you grow, as you research and as you gain knowledge, you know what I mean? When you know better, you move better and do better. So when it comes to that tagging, I agree. I understand why people do it. But it is kind of like disrespectful to certain people that got certain things going on and you never trying to mix in with them. You just putting your shit in front of their face that's not really promoting. You're not engaging. So you got to engage with that, man. You got to put some engagement before. It's me personally, that's how I look at this shit. And I, like I said, once it don't be no engagement, because I know how I reach out to somebody. I reach out to somebody that I ain't never reached out to before, but everybody that I reach out to, I've already been watching. I've already been watching. I've already been supporting in some kind of way, laying in the cut, because that's how I do it, man, making sure, you know, for myself, so I can get to know this person, get a feel of this person, something they might do something, say something, call my attention. Let me go check this person out. All right, now I didn't check this person out. Man, let me reach out to this person. Because that's how real ones do that shit, you know what I mean? A lot of people feel like they big and they this, or they doing this, and this is too big to really reach out to somebody or do it the right way. You know what I mean? Engage with the right way. Build the connection the right damn way, man. That's that, man. That's right, that first class, first level, just coming in the game shit. You tagging producers. You tagging people who got TV shows in California. Let's think about the logic behind this shit. You tagging people who deal with artists, putting them in movies in California. It's official. It's official as a whistle. You dig? 100K, no blow up. You see it. You can go research it. You find it up. Boom, everything official. Now, you tagging this man right here. You don't really know this man, but you didn't, you know, came across his name somehow. He on your friend list. So you tagging this person. Or you, well, I can't say too much because that's on number two, but you think that's building a connection? So you even, your ass even wasting the opportunity to plug in with this man. You could have built a year-long relationship. Hey, maybe a couple of month relationship, and then boom. Now he say, hey, man, I got this movie role. Man, let me hear you do this, or send me a video clip or do this, man. Come on, that ain't rocket science, man. It ain't rocket science.
Hey,
game, this industry game ain't as big as what people think it is. Go ahead,
I'm gonna tell you what it is, though, fam.
Ooh,
that's the old school, like we've been saying. That's the old school way. You know what I mean? If you see
right.
a nigga that got some status
True.
Behind him, hell
True.
Yeah, you supposed to tag that nigga. Well, you know that nigga. Look, perfect example. This
that's
is 07.
That's what I was about to say.
This 07. Now, I'm in Dallas.
Bring Petty back.
And
on.
You know about Dallas, you know about K104. If you know about K104, you might know about Skip Cheatham. Now,
okay.
This nigga don't know me, and this is back in MySpace
yeah.
days. But I sure as hell inboxed that nigga with my song every time I dropped the song until his ass responded.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what I mean? This nigga works for the
that.
Radio.
But see,
man,
why you trying to build a connection that way. You trying
see,
to build
look,
a connection. See, you done made it. That,
it
that
goes
was
back
a pers-
to shooting
that's a
for the stars,
situation now.
It goes
yeah,
back to shooting
but,
for the stars because it's not really building a connection.
Yeah,
what I'm trying
right.
to do, I'm trying to get this nigga to do something major for me.
But you got to think about it. When you shoot him in the inbox or to his email, that makes it a personal engagement. So you took it past just tagging, like say tagging somebody without hopes of them responding to anything, till you did a situation where created a had to be reaction, and the reaction was a communication line had to be open. You feel me? So
well,
you
know,
did,
I don't remember
you did
even
that, but you opened it up
and on
bit.
My face. I don't think MySpace did tagging.
No,
so back in the day, you can kind of say inboxing is
a
form of tagging.
Yep.
You know, that was before the tagging time.
Yep.
But it's more personal.
It is.
Yeah. Well, now it is.
It's more personal.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is, because back in the day, it really wasn't personal, because that's the only way you can really talk to a motherfucker.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
No,
there's
no other way.
That's
like,
real.
True enough, now we have different options. You got different avenues you can take to try to see if you can get a motherfucker to see your way.
See, y'all getting off into the other part, man. Let's stick with the connection part, man. We go get into the
other
part.
It's all connected.
Yeah, all of it is connected together. Right.
Yep. Let me ask you a question. How do y'all feel about motherfuckers that y'all know in y'all area?
We got to take us a medical break, man.
know that you have this, like the platforms we have, like Shop on the Radio, the School of the House Show, the Teddy Murphy Project. Know that you have this platform. Know that you will play anybody's music with an audio drop, submit it, and get rotation on there. But yet these motherfuckers...
I'm gonna throw this out here real quick, Petty Murphy. Boys seen that $10 donation, and boys got back. Boys had $500 in their pocket or better. Had racks in their pockets, you dig, and will not spend $10 damn. But then let's keep it 100K. Won't donate a $10. I ain't tripping on it. This is what I'm saying. The mindset when it comes to tagging, you will tag me. You'll tag me in your work. We'll say, since we going to get personal, you going to tag me in your shit. Ain't never tried to reach out or make a connection or build a connection or none of that, right? So you popping, you jerking, you doing your thing. You know, you big floss and big money and something like that. And then when it comes to something like $10.
Oh, I ain't got it, man.
Trip out. You trip out or you don't show or you don't want to go through. Nigga, $10, cat? You know, man, come on, man. Get out of here, man.
But you in the strip club paying bitches daycare fees and all this other shit. Like, this and popping bottles, drinking fucking Ace of Spades, doing damn well.
It ain't about the money. Hold on, Petty. issue on like that end. You think it's just about the, yeah, it's just the business and the disrespect part. But if you're not trying to build a connection, even when you do build a connection, it's a respect thing. But if you're not trying to build a connection, it's other ways as artists, it's other ways to achieve what you after by not doing that. That's thing. You don't have to do that. You don't have to keep tagging 99 people because you can do that and pay attention. Study your demographics. Study who is liking your stuff. Study where your reach is going. Once you see that and you find that out, then you push that same mentality in that lane, right? So now you pushing it to that demographics. So now your demographics, yeah, you're starting to pick up more views or more likes or more reach because now you're headed in your demographics. You tagging some people. You tagging church folks who listen to damn gospel, and you talking about sliding and riding and popping brains and fucking hoes and shit, and these people be, look, getting at me like, hey, do you know this fella? And I'd be like, well, what's his name? I'm like, no. And then they'd be like, well, this is his other name. Yeah, we play some of his music on the radio show. The damn goddamn gospel woman, man. Damn gospel woman. You hear me? She don't listen to anything that got anything to do with hood, hoes, popping guns, what she called it, gats. And she don't do any of that. No gats for her. She don't do no gats or no none of that. It's all gospel, it's all Christian. But see, when you just tag random people like that, that's what you get. That can hurt you. You don't know your demographics. And then if they do sit down and take a listen to it or they click on it and listen, and then they be like, oh, you shit, no. They going to tell somebody else, girl, you know, they keep tagging me. And I listened to it, and it was horrible. Now, that other person might not be as saved as Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones saved Holy Roller, right? But Mrs. Patrice over here, Mrs. Patrice, be, you know, she's straddling the fence. You know what I'm talking about? She's straddling the fence. So she be dumping down in the club sometime, you know, and then go back to the church. So she with it. She with the music. But her homie then just told her how horrible your shit was. So she was like, oh, shit, man, I ain't just a rock with that. Now you done missed out on Miss Patrice. Miss Patrice might have been one of your biggest fans, man, your biggest supporters, man, but you done tagged Mrs. Jones, and nah, man, you can't do that, man. You can't do that.
Be strategic
with it. Be strategic with it.
My dad.
Be strategic with that.
My dad is shit. You tag my dad and some shit, he don't listen to. His favorite artist is Prince and Elvis.
You see those
Prince
names?
And Elvis. You tag him with some gang shit. Hey, don't ask no questions.
Hey,
if you
like?
Tag him with some thug shit, he not only gonna tell everybody he knows your shit trash and he don't like it, he gonna flag your shit. Okay, he will get offended. That's just how my dad is.
Man.
He ain't the type of nigga to be in some public place trying to be a black Karen. He ain't that guy. But shit, if you tag him, that means you brought that to him, and he wondering to himself, why would he? It makes him mad because he can't even understand, why would you even tag me?
Exactly. There it goes.
Right.
Then folks be tagging folks who into it with each other. Now, you tagging folks who this cat over here, he don't really like this cat over here. You feel me? And she don't really like him. Y'all tagging in together, and it just so might happen. Now, you can't do shit like that, man, but be strategic. That's all I'm going to say. I understand doing it. You feel me? We all done it, man. When I came to gang, I did it, man, but I learned to watch. And when I start learning about demographics, man, then I start watching and start learning certain things when it comes to that and your reach and what areas you need to be pumping in and pushing in and what people you need to keep your stuff in front of instead of the versus those that don't. You can always pick up somebody, man, a new listener, a new fan, a new viewer, one by one. However, you can do that every single day if you're pushing and jerking, working and jerking. I understand that. I understand that as well. But in them list of them people that you tagging, sit your ass down sometime, right? Go through your list. Go through your list And when you see these names, ask yourself this shit. Hey,
did I tag this motherfucker?
Yeah, think about it before you just start hitting buttons on that shit, man. Think about it first. Tag all your homegirls, your homeboys. If that's what you want to do, no problem. I ain't knocking the hustle, man. But all I'm saying is don't tag me because I'm going to tell you, I don't care. I'm going to say it right now. Like I said, I'm not one of these, you know, entertainment people that look. I don't care about your show. I don't care about your event, your music, none of that, man. If you not ever trying to tap in, ever. If you ain't ever trying to tap in, I'll support you for a couple of months before I reach out to you. You dig? But then at that point in time, if I feel like, oh, nah, this person ain't going to ever really, you know, they too big or they feel like this or whatever, they ain't real, you know, I ain't, then, you know, it is what it is. But if you ain't ever trying to tap in, what is the point? Well, how can I assist you? How can I assist you? A like? So you want me to give you a like? Your ass want a like versus airplay or versus, you know what I mean, these connections. And you want a damn like or one view versus that. Man, come on, man. Elevate your mind, man. Yeah, but y'all hustlers. But everybody hustlers. Everybody street cats. We don't think like that. You always on the double up. We used to do double up. Man, we used to run double ups. Come on, man. You doubling and tripling up around here. You feel me? You want to spread that product. You want to get that money back. You want a bigger profit. You want a like, one view. Okay, I'm just saying personal. Now, think about people who got platforms bigger than Chop on the Radio, bigger than the Petty Murphy Project, bigger than School of Hounds, bigger than all of our shows. Think about them people. You tagging some of them.
They don't want no like. They want money. They want money. They don't want no like. They want money.
But you're not even tapping in. You're not even plugging in. You feel me? You're just tagging their ass like, yep. Hey, man, look at me. You a look at me, old cat. You a look at me, old cat. Look at me.
You a quick fan. Look at me now.
We cutting your water
off. Look at me now.
We cutting your water off.
I'm getting paid
Yeah, we cutting your water off, man. And we're going to snatch your helmet here in a little bit. But, man, as far as in the connection part, man, you're not building. Yeah, you're not building no connection doing that, man. I understand, and people think it's promotion, and it really ain't, man. But if you think it's a form of promotion, hey, that's you. Salute. That's what you think. We can agree to disagree on that. However you do it, you got to learn. Yeah, go ahead, Famo.
Let me let them know. Now, this is me personally. I am the remove tag king. I will remove tag on your ass so fast.
Right.
If I'm lucky enough they give me the option, I'm going to make it to where you can't tag me again.
See what I'm saying?
But, yeah.
And
y'all started
that's another
off,
thing.
Tag 99 people. That shit going to say 98. If you tag me by name, that shit going to be black. It ain't going to be no link. That's going to be regular lettering right there, buddy.
And see, part two is tagging everybody you can with hopes of jumping inside other people's fan bases, areas, and circles. This is what everybody sneaky ass don't be wanting to talk about. You feel me? As a promoter, I know the game, man. All of us, we know the game.
Oh, yeah.
School to school to know. You know, even y'all out there that's listening is regular artists, regular damn people. All you got to do is watch and pay attention to certain shit and you'll understand. Part two, then we get ready to come to it. We're going to take a little medical break and we're going to come back. Tagging everybody you can on Facebook with your ass hoping to dump inside other people's fan bases, trying to get in other people's areas, and trying to get in other people's circles of connection. We understand the mindset about it, but you're going all wrong, and just tagging everybody you can ain't really going to get you that, right? So once you sharpen certain things up, you can jump inside other people's fan bases. You can get inside other people's areas, and you can be a name, a voice, a brand inside other people's circles of connections. But that ain't how you do it like that, man. So we're going to take a real quick break, man. Y'all go ahead, roll up, man. Do what you got to do, man. Hey, tell your old lady, man, just give it to you real quick. When we come back, man, we're going to get into it. Let's go.
Yeah. I be high, I be smoking that medical, get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Open the business and generate revenue. Don't put that punk ass bitch on no pedestal. I just might eat up the beat like an edible. My face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible. I got the munchies, I'm smoking on cookie. Opportunity with her, so I took it. Mr. O'Clifford, you can't overlook it. I'm an OG, bitch, I'm far from a rookie. I got the sack then, got the pack then, made it back then through the night. I got whatever you want me to say, I'm talking whatever, et cetera, et cetera. I got that back in once or twice. I got that bag then, got the pack in, made it back bend through the night. I want a black Benz for my wife. He got a Mac 10 with a light. They got an AK with the knife. These niggas sweet, they don't wanna fight. Real niggas, yeah, we back in the hood. White eye, we ain't rolling no wood. Your ticket low, bro, but they ain't no good. I got a Vietnamese rapping Triple G, and she put Versace on my belt. I got the clip with me, so niggas tripping. Watch how my young niggas gon' sell. I be high, I be smoking that medical, get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Open the business and generate revenue. Don't put that fuck ass bitch on no pedestal. I just might eat up the beat like an edible. My face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible. I got that pack in once or twice. I made it back then, dropped the track then, made the back end couple nights. I had to shake shit up like dice, hustle hard like Antarctica ice. I'm like Kobe Bryant with a mic, taking out to my last flight. I got love for my niggas that's blood. I got love for my niggas that's cuz. Different walks of life, different thugs. But we getting it out the same mud. I done went backtrapping like an addict. All I do is add, no subtracting. Niggas got a sad spot in the attic. Make them bitches disappear like magic. I got to get the paper automatic. Can't go without it, Jack, I got to have it. When it come to making money, I'm fanatic. A couple pints of lean up in the cabin. Whatever I think you need, then I'ma have it. All about green dollars, that cabbage. I'ma get up off my ass and get at it. These niggas wanna sit at home and play Madden. I got $1 million money scheme. Sipping on perks, serving him green. Fresh off a 3-5 and a bean. Might put a heavy crease in my jeans. I just want more money, I'm a fiend. I just want solid niggas on my team. I drop some more money on the ring. 9 diamonds dancing on my queen. I be high, I be smoking that medical. Get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
Hey, this YL Dallas, and I'm rocking with Chop On It Radio. Let's go.
Y'all niggas ain't shit, y'all bitches ain't shit. I'ma always be the niggas, just remember that shit. If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch, but I ain't worried about a hoe.
I don't tolerate no whole shit, I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch, and that's no blow up. 100K all day, and that's no blow up. Fuck the talk, we riding, and that's no blow up. Everything stay jerky, act like you know up. All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow up.
I've been riding daily, collecting payments, act like you know you owe me something, don't do I'm from.
Hell no, hell no. Put your motherfucking lighters up in the air for my nigga YL Dallas, man. Put your lighters up in the air for my famo. Let's go.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all bitches ain't shit. I'ma always be the niggas. Just remember that shit. If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch. But I ain't worried about a hoe.
I don't tolerate no whole shit. I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch, and that's no blow up. 100K all day, and that's no blow up. Fuck the talk, we riding, and that's no blow up. Everything stay jerky, act like you know up. All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow up.
I've been riding daily, collecting payments, act like you know you owe me something, don't do one from me, cause I see ghosts, you not my family. Don't cross that line, I'm like the mister, keep that blow up. I don't got time, don't wanna hear it. 100K is all I talk, what you know about it. Be a blessing like the blackbird you heard about it. Class A shouty, meet me in my chambers. Let me see your body moving.
I don't tolerate no whole shit, I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch, and that's
all day. That's no blow-up. Fuck the talk, we ride. That's no blow-up. Everything stay jerky. Act like you know up. All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow-up. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all bitches ain't shit. I'ma always be the nigga. Just remember that shit. If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch. But I ain't worried about a hoe. I don't tolerate no whole shit, I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch. That's no blow up, 100K all day. That's no blow up, fuck the talk when we ride. That's no blow up, everything stay jerky. All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow up. Y'all niggas ain't shit, y'all bitches ain't shit. I'ma always be the nigga, just remember that shit. If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch. But I ain't worried about a hoe, I'm just trying to get rich. I do what I want, I do what I want, I do what I want. Mr.
Don't forget, man, don't forget, this Friday, right here, live on the show, man, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 319-527-6057. We got Dallas Chuck T, man. Big shout out to Dallas Chuck T, man. He called in, was that last show, man, or show before that, man? He called in, man, checked in, popped his shit, you know what I mean? Stay tuned in, famo say, stay tuned in on the line rocking. That's what real ones do, man, you dig? And look, man, we ain't had to say nothing, man. We ain't had to say nothing. That's what these real ones do. And that's what we saying. It's different ways to build connections, you know what I mean? If a person reach out to you, you know what I mean, and you feel like it's something you want to rock with, then you rock with it. You feel me? But just tagging them, you don't even get to that point. You dig? So we're going to give y'all a little taste, man, of what we got upcoming, man, with Dallas Chuck T. This that tribe.
Man, we in the goddamn business, nigga. Big business, nigga. You know what's going on, nigga. Hello, Mellow is on, nigga.
Yeah, that's a thing. Sneaky Nicky can, the Sneaky Nicky can. Trying to get even, Sneaky Nicky can.
Don't ball on the beat.
Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can. Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can. Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can. Sneaky Nicky can, can't trust his little thotties, that Sneaky Nicky can. Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can. They tryna get even, Sneaky Nicky can, 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 Sneaky Nicky can. Her dress is the thotties, like Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can. They tryna get even.
My number under fake names in your phone. It's Jane, Sneaky Nicky geeking. Tryna play me, you got me confused with them games.
No way,
Sneaky Nicky can. Goddamn Jane, you will get trapped playing games. Goddamn that booty fat. You tryna get even. Fat like a gerbil. Picked up, got me. Picked up like Urkel. I'm super strapped. Go ahead. Merkel would kill him. Funeral service. Funeral service. Della Chuck T. Turns up.
Nicky Nicky Kid. 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 Can't trust his little thotties. That's Nicky Nicky Kid. Nicky Nicky Kid. Nicky Nicky Kid. They tryna get even, Sneaky Nicky can, 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 Sneaky Nicky can. Her dress is the thotties, like Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can. They tryna get even, money and riches, dollars and bitches, collars and pimps, hoes on my dick, lobster and shrimp, just like the flip, Texas tea, all of my cup, big Nicky pants, all of her ass, she like how I do it. I money dance, in my pants, it's a stack. Pick out some racks, make your booty clap, make your booty clap. On the floor, bitch drop it low, let me see. On the pole, bitch get it up. Nicky Nicky Kid, 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 Nicky Nicky Kid. Can't trust his little thotties, that's Nicky Nicky Kid. Nicky Nicky Kid, Nicky Nicky Kid. They tryna get even, Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky Nicky can, Sneaky
Her dress is a thotty, say flickin' and geekin'. Flickin' and geekin', flickin' and geekin'. You're trying to get even? Sneaking and geeking, sneaking and geeking, trying to get even. Gotta take your mile on the beat.
Sneaky then geek it. Hey, big sad side man of Dallas Chuck T. It's like, I ain't even going to lie to you, man. If I'd had that joint, man, I'd had that, what, a couple years ago, man, whoo, it'd have been a hell for a certain female. But it's all good, though. It's all good. Things happen out for a reason. Everything happened for a reason. But if I'd have had that right there, then, oh, man, let me bring Femo on, man. Femo, YF, Femo. If I'd have had Sneaking and Geeking in my playlist a few years ago, man, oh man, it'd been totally different. When I flew back from Dallas back to Wichita, oh man, oh, it would have been some trouble, man. Hey man, let me bring everybody back on, man. Let me bring Petty back on, man. Let me bring Scooter back on, man. So we could dive off into this, man. We got to get off into it, man, the part two, man. So, tagging everybody on your Facebook with the hopes of jumping inside people's fan bases, they areas, and inside they circle of connections. You know what I mean? That's another reason why a lot of people do that as well, man. Schooler, man, you want to touch on that? You want to say anything on that?
Say it again, Famo.
Tagging everybody, you know, you can on your Facebook list with the hopes of jumping inside other people's fan bases, they areas, and inside they circle of connections.
Yeah, it don't work, man. Like I said before, man, I understand why people do it, but it don't work, man. It don't work. It just don't work. But I was gonna say, we was talking earlier, but you know, you got like Instagram. I mean, you start tagging a bunch of people on Instagram, I mean, you don't never know once you tagging the big timers. You know what I'm saying? You tag a big timer, yeah. You don't never know who might check it out, but. Just tagging, like you said, the church people, you tagging people that don't like you, tagging people that don't like whoever, you know, it don't work. It's annoying to a bunch of people, you know what I mean? Like, but the thing about it is the people that do it with time, they do wake up and realize, like, damn. Why? Because the thing is, like you say, you're shooting for the stars. But what you realize is
you got to handle
what's in front of you. Yeah, you got to handle what's in front of you right now and who you can reach right now. And then your tagging can get more once you start, you know, talking to other people and building relationships with other people. But it don't work. It is really a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
Look, I got people that reach out to me and be like, hey, man, you can tag me in certain stuff. I'll be like, yeah, man, because, you know, I didn't learn. Because, look, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm one of them people who then got cussed out in the inbox for tagging certain people, certain women, certain people. That shit didn't happen to me before. So I learned that, okay, that's not effective like that. But you can do other things, man, that's more effective. So you can replace that. But when it comes to, like, jumping inside people's connections and with hopes of doing it, because a lot of these weirdos, that's what they do it for. They tag people like that with hopes of the people that they demographic see them on them people's pages and on them people's social media platforms, kind of like a form of free promotion, free advertising, that type of shit. But it's really like, man, if somebody that's rocking with him or rocking with her can see what I'm doing, then maybe I can get that person to come over here. That's also how weirdos think, too, man. We keeping it 100K, man. People will be trying to hide and lie and say whatever, but that's what they be trying to do. They be trying to get off into your connection, like, okay, who he working with? All right, boom, maybe if I tag him, then that DJ will see my work, and maybe he'll reach out to me or something. Like, man, that shit don't work like that, player. It might, it just depends. If it's a situation where somebody who already been knowing you or something like that, then cool. If that person is looking for artists looking for people at the time, then yeah, they might give you a listen. They gonna might look, but man, that shit right there is hustling backwards, man. And that shit there lame to me. That shit there lame to me because because I know myself and other people way bigger than me, doing way more better than me and all that. Respect to them, salute to them, who didn't actually put in work, who didn't put in phone call hours, message hours, email hours, you know what I mean, since it went from this to that. You know what I mean, putting in all this time and all this work into certain things, building connections, building strong connections with people, showing that love, and then by you tagging them, that's like the easy way, but you ain't even accomplishing nothing. Because you tagging 90 people and you only getting 10 people who hitting the like or who even showing something, so why not just tag them 10 people then? It'd be more effective for you. It'd be more effective for me to look on your page and see, okay, this person tagged 5 people. And then I scroll down, see the likes. You got 5 likes. To me, that's shooting 100 for 100. I'm like, damn, he reaching them 5 people like a motherfucker. Them 5 people that he tagged, all 5 of them hit that light right there. So that let me show you that's your core demographic. Them is the people who truly rock with you, truly support you on your friends list. I done deleted my Facebook friend list damn near 3 times, so you'll never see my shit at 5,000. That's a joke. That's a joke. A lot of them be fake. A lot of them be fake profiles. You feel me? From fake people. And the other people you got on there, they ain't going to never be about no work. They ain't going to never bring no success and none of that. But then when you get on, you know what I mean? That's, man, fuck all that, man. You trying to make it right now. All that shit is a distraction. That's how I see it. So I always go through and delete. I delete 80 people at a time off my shit. So you'll never really see me at 5,000. But the people that I fluctuate them with now is more people who actually doing something, or actually people I can reach out to, be like, hey, man, I know this artist is looking for this, or I know this person is looking for this, man. Can I plug them with you? Can I send them your email or whatever the case may be? You know what I mean? These people actually do that, and they actually can make things really happen versus having a chick on there with some big-ass titties that's a fake profile, probably some fat dude sitting there at home, you know what I mean, getting off to all this type shit.
Big old bitty.
Because you got 5,000 friends on Facebook, so you tagging 99 people, but you getting 5 goddamn likes and maybe 2 hearts. So you're getting 7 reactions. 5 likes and 2 hearts.
Why not show people
that you can shoot 100 for 100 instead of shooting 0 for whatever the hell it is? If you only got 2 people that's, boom, then just tag them 2 people. Everybody else is going to see it anyway because it's social media. They're going to have to scroll past your shit. But I'd rather show people that, hey, look, what I'm putting up here, I can produce this. I got these 2. That's right there is going to make somebody be like, well, damn, let me check them out. I see them always rocking with this person. I look for things like that. People have that I talk to that teach me certain things, have taught me certain things, they look for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a solid fan base? Can you cross over and get people to not only come check you out, but become more a part of your solid fan base, man?
Yeah.
You want people to be eventually, like, hear you on the radio show. You come on top on the radio, you beat this motherfucker up, man. You do what you do. You do what you're supposed to do. You check in, do all that type of stuff. Then the people that's listening, they start recognizing, you know, we talk about this. They start recognizing your voice. They start recognizing your brand, recognizing your music. That shit gonna make them be like, man, let me go jump on their Spotify. Let me go jump on this and this and that. That's how you kind of got to work certain situations. So when you tagging people with hopes of getting off in a fan base, hopes of getting off in a circle of connections, man, that shit's not going to work, man. That's a lame way to do it. And when you got the weirdo mindset, most of the time people got that jealousy and that envy heart in there. So they might see you jerking. They might see you jerking. Let's say Dallas Tuck T got that trying to get it. All right, that shit might be jerking, right? He jerking. Somebody see that shit jerking like, damn, man. Well, you know what? He's going to get these connections and people rocking with him on it. Man, let me tag him in something, man, real quick so some of them people can see my shit. That's always the mindset. It ain't let me go show him some love because what he's doing is always, well, shit, man, let me try to get in too. That's why I said you never want another person's blessings. We done talked about this. You don't look at another man and be like, I want his blessings. That's his blessings. That's her blessings. You got your own. So it's ways that you can, you don't know what kind of work, say, Dallas Tuck T put into that. You don't know what kind of work YL Dallas been putting into his. You don't know what kind of work School of Petty Murphy, Coma, Raiders, you don't know what type of work they've been putting in to build whatever connections they got. Some of them people might be classmates, might know them from the hood, whatever, so they got that connection. Here come yourself trying to jump in. Look at me. Like I said, you one of them look at me artists. Look at me. Look at me. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but nah, man. Nah,
like,
nah. Don't look at me.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, yeah. Cut the blow up. Cut the blow up. Cut the blow up. Why?
And
does that, have you seen that to work where people, you know, do that type of stuff with hopes of getting in your connections faces? You on there, Wyatt? Why everybody
yeah,
be grooving in the car? Oh, okay. Okay.
Have you seen?
I said, have you seen that? Have you seen it to where people do that type of stuff to get off into other people's connections, thinking that their connections going to rock with them because, you know, something they doing, they getting attention, you know, they blessing that came through, they getting attention, they jerking in their lane, so other people try to slide in by tagging them to try to soak up some of that awareness from them people.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
I've seen that a lot of times. I've seen it recently. Shit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I see it every day. Straight up.
Yep. We actually went through that shit together.
Yeah. We did.
Motherfucker trying to get our shit. But.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like all these people, they got a real firm belief in luck. That's the only way you can feel comfortable doing some of this shit is you just really feel like shit. Fuck it, I might get lucky.
Unless you practice it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you practice it, cool. But it's a more effective way to do the shit. You know what I'm talking about? It's a more effective way to do it, man. Yeah, you ain't got to be no rocket scientist, man. You ain't never got to know how to. You could probably just jump on social media, and a lot of people do that. A lot of people that came home from doing bids, you know what I mean? A lot of people just now starting to get popular or figuring out what to do on social media. So that's the first thing you're going to do, you know, and that's understandable. But you got people out there that tell you, hey, man, check it out. You can do these type of things, and it'll bring you way better results. You know, you can do this type of stuff, and it's going to bring you way better results than tagging 99 people and getting 5 likes and 2 hearts. Them two hearts ain't even from the females that you really want to heart your shit anyway. So them two hearts you got, man, them sometimes be for Grandma Linda, you feel me, and Aunt Betty, something like that, man. That's where them hearts come in at. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Or it be your cousin, or it be your old ex, or kick that light, but it ain't never from the ones that you really want to see your shit. So well, come on, man. Come on.
Right.
This is smarter ways to do the things, man. Like I said, it's smarter ways to do the things, man. If you're an artist, you're out there pushing, and you tagging 99 people, and all 99 of them is interacting, then you shooting 100 for 100. If you tagging 99 people and your ass getting 10 likes, man, I'm looking at you like, oh, they ain't figured it out. You scraping for likes and scraping for views and whatever, which I understand the hustle, man, because I did it too. But when I smartened up, man, it started making way more sense. You got to make this shit make sense. And when I smarted up, it started making more sense. I started attracting the people that really got an interest into the things that I had going on. The things that I had doing versus getting cussed out and getting blocked and shit like that, and people tripping out on my pages because I done tagged them in something that they don't have nothing to do with at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went through that, man. Y'all remember, if you've been following me, Petty, y'all been following me for a long time.
Yep.
I done got into it with several people on Facebook for different things. I done posted and shit like that. That's why I don't post certain shit no more, man. I say it on the radio. Cause they can come on here and man up or woman up and say it. But, you know, but you learn things, man. And that tagging stuff, man, it'll kind of make you look like you don't really know what you're doing, too. I understand the hustle. I understand the tactic. And I understand the mindset about it. But that's level one shit, man.
It's level one shit when it comes to getting your shit out there, man. Engagement. Take that energy and that time, even that one person you tagging that you know you ain't gonna fuck with you, you can put that little energy into your demographics that do fuck with you.
Yeah, all that's beginner.
Your demographics could be in the UK. You might be, your biggest demographics could be in the UK. We're keeping 100K, right? So why the hell is you not pushing your shit harder to the UK, to the people that's rocking with you the most?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because we know the game. We know numbers, and we know how numbers, for people who don't know the game, we know how numbers can seem like this and seem like that and all of that. Man, forget that. Fuck with your demographics, man. Fuck with your demographics. Pay attention to your demographics. Your demographics is where you're going to win that, where your promotion is going to feel like it's working. That's where you're going to get your biggest result at, man. All that other stuff, man, you could be doing it to flex out. Yeah, I'm going to show everybody this new video. Fuck it, I'm going to tag all these cats. Sometimes I do that. Oh, y'all ain't paying attention. I'm going to tag all y'all ass. I do that sometimes. You know what I'm about? That's real cat. That's what real ones do sometimes. We put it in your face. You know, and then we move on. And then you won't see us tag nobody else like that but all year. But sometimes on certain things, yeah, we'll put it, and that's what I say. That's what I use it for. That's what I do it for. Sometimes I'll tag a bunch of people to put certain things in front of their face, and then I don't keep continue to do it. Now, if that's your objective, is to get the awareness, then do it for that. But every time you drop or every time you do a show play, that shit gets annoying, man. That's a lame shit, nigga. I don't care what outfit you wearing tonight at the club. I don't care about your damn chain. I don't care about the song you get ready to drop, because ain't none of this shit doing nothing to nobody I'm connected with no damn good. You ain't even trying to game me as a fan. You ain't even trying to game me as a fan. You done skipped over what I done told you I do. I don't even care about that. Look at me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna hit you back with, well, nigga, look at us.
Right?
That's all I'm gonna do. Y'all know I'll be booked. You know I'll be clattered, right?
But that's that bullshit right though. There, because you know
you're not gonna jump inside the circles. Yeah, you're not gonna jump inside the circles like that. And even if you do, you can get inside people's circles with a more of a stamp behind you or more respect behind you by doing it the real way. So say you do connect in, yeah, say you do plug in with somebody in that circle. You did, but knowing that, you know what I'm saying, if say all three of them people, all four of them people, whatever, man, and they plugged in with you, it's better. It's more respect behind that. You're more secure in that move behind that, because now not only is you plugged in with one, you plugged in with multiple ones of them. Sometimes that one is all you need. You did, but you got to engage. Like Femo said, what YL said about him sending the music and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I feel him on that, because a lot of people went through that area where they had to submit demos and submit music to get played and that type of stuff. And you might get played and you might not. You know what I mean? But stepping past tag, you know, for me, that's how I feel, stepping past tagging and engaging personally is trying to open up the door for a response. You feel me? And that right there, if the person don't respond, then that person ain't trying to open up that line of communication. Now, if you shoot me something in my inbox and be like, hey, man, check this out, you know, da-da-da, you think if we can get this on the show, you think we can handle something? If you just telling me to check it out, then shit, that's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to check this shit out. Because now you asking me to check shit out as a fan. You ain't asking me to check shit out as what I do. And as a fan, I'm very picky on the music. I'm a Southern cat, man. I love my Southern music, you dig? But I'm open to all genres of music. I love all genres of music. But just because you send me something in my inbox like, hey, check this out, that don't mean you gaining a fan. I'm going to check this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
If I like it, then cool, I like it. If I be like, man, I'm going to check his work out, then I'm going to check his work out. But 9 times out of 10, if it ain't what I normally like listening to and that type of stuff, I ain't going to really rock with it. But if you engage with me and them type of things, you know what I mean? I know hella people. We can do some business. I'd rather do some business with you than be your fan.
But doing business with you will allow me to become your fan. I became fans of so many artists that I never knew in my life on everything. I never knew. Other people might hear and be like, oh, man, they garbage. I'd be like, man, I'm rocking with them, man. That shit fire. Because they done built a connection with me. I understand kind of where they come from. I understand some of the circumstances, some of the things. Like, you know, you just get a better awareness. They come on the show sometimes, and you hear them talk about different things outside the music game, so you see how their mind is when it comes to real-life shit. So you like, hell yeah, that's a third person. I'm rocking with them. Boom, you didn't build a fan. It didn't work for you. You didn't build that, and you didn't even have to tag me. You know what I'm saying? Instead of tagging, you can call into the show, chop it up with it. Boom, now you engaging. That tagging shit, man, that shit, they're lame, man. You're lame until you understand the game. When you understand the game, then you'll be like, oh, okay, I was wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
It looked good because, oh, this person can tag 99 people. Hell, anybody that got 99 friends on Facebook can tag 99 people. So it ain't nothing really special. Anybody that got 99 friends or better can tag 99 people or better. So it ain't like, oh, shit, look at me. I can tag 99 people. Yeah, nigga, but you ain't getting 99 of reaction out of that. You ain't getting that same reciprocation. So it makes you look kind of
goofy.
Because
they don't know 99 people.
No, right. Nah, and some of the names
they never even been around.
See, I researched it. They Femo and them say I'll be on it. You know, they got a name for me over here, but I research everything and I watch a lot of stuff. See, I'm a type of person that'll see you do that. I'm be like, okay, let me go check out this person, these 99 names this person tagging. Man, y'all be tagging some fake pages. I be seeing fake pages, man. I'm like, nah, come on, man. You tagging fake people. You tagging fake people, man. Okay, so you doing it to look good. So it's faking it till you make it still out there. Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm that type of person. I'll go check and be like, hold on. Yeah, this chick bad. Let me go pop on her. Oh, shit, she on some porno shit. And then you got to be careful because if you interact with they damn page, then shit, they going to be in your inbox trying to send you porno videos. Watch me, come watch me do this, daddy. Nah, hell nah, man. I was just trying to see if you was a real person. I ain't trying to watch you do shit. You ain't finna get my damn phone a virus. And my shit got a virus disease, so I got to take my shit to the doctor because I didn't got this damn nasty porno fake page from your page that you tagging fake ass people. Nah, man. Nah, and then, you know, you go look at some of them, they have like 10 friends. And then you go check, oh, okay, damn, this person look kind of cool, man. He might have something popping. And then you scroll down, they got one picture, the profile picture. Hey, oh, nah, man, it's the people you tagging. And then you look at some of the other ones, they real people. But they ain't giving a damn about what you got going on. You scroll down their pages, they ain't got not one single thing about you on their pages or none of that. So I be thinking, like, I'm different. It's simple. Why waste my time or why waste your time doing that and it ain't working?
Right?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just different. Teddy Murphy, Femo, go ahead. I'm going to let you speak on it, man. Jumping inside other people's fan bases, trying to get in other side people. Eric, say they from different places, different states, different cities, different things like that, and trying to get off inside their circle of connections by tagging a whole bunch of people. And last four digits, 1030, man, we see you. Salute. We're going to check in with you, too. Go ahead, Petty.
Here's how I feel about that. It's messy doing that, getting the people's know circles, you know, letting basically fuck shit up because we know how people's mentality is. You know, tagging people and all of that. And you get into their circle, let's say something happens with that one individual whose circle you got into, and you basically got into the circle to infiltrate to basically fuck up other shit with that person's affiliates, that person's people. It's messy as fuck. And you don't do anything with it anyway, because what you end up doing is you end up making people looking at you. See what the hell you're about, see what you're doing. So if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, but yet here you are trying to get into somebody else's circle and fuck up their shit because you're fucking up, Nah. Loop them around me. Yo,
I can dig it. Yo, yeah, we all here. No. You know, I was letting you talk, letting you get your shit in, man. I can feel schooler, man.
And that's how I feel.
Oh, go ahead, Petty. Go ahead if you still got something. Go ahead.
That's how I feel. Why, I mean, there's a lot of cats that hit me up, especially after the first Most Hated show that I did in 2017. I knew the shit comes with it. But like I told everybody now, it's like now, your opportunities are limited or there's no none because you ain't about the business side of this shit. That's where a lot of cats don't understand when you're trying to get into people's circle. Y'all got to understand that this circle was built organically through hard work and sacrifice.
And not just this one. Not just this one. A lot of other people, you know what I mean, that's connected and doing their thing. I always got to say this, man, because there's people out there that's way more plugged than us, doing way more things than us, man. You feel me? But real is real. 100K is 100K, and blow up is blow up. A lot of people be on that blow up shit. You feel me? A lot of people be on that blow up. Certain things we don't really talk about, man, because we don't want to attract certain people. We've been, like I said, we've been doing this for a couple of years, and a couple of years before that, before Chop on the Radio. But just how we is 100K with it, man. We on purposely don't speak on certain things that a whole lot of other people speak on because we don't ride the wave and do all that type of stuff, man. So all the topics and things we speak on, it comes straight from us and the things that we feel like we need to put out there. You feel me? But engaging the listeners and our listeners, you feel me, from the feedback and shit like that. But tagging everybody, y'all see, even when I do the promotion now, when it comes to groups, because a cat got at me and was like, well, what about groups? He tried to take a little shot. But it's okie dokie, you feel me, man? You can get that one off. But it's different when you post in your groups. And it don't matter if you post in these groups every day. This is what these groups are supposedly to be for. Right? Some of these groups are supposed to be for that. Now, some of the groups, you feel me, require you, like Chop on the Radio group. A lot of people don't understand and be getting kind of mad at me because certain posts don't get through. Well, shit, you ain't really liking nobody else shit. Our whole purpose and everything I know that I have been and stood on since ever getting this entertainment lane was bringing people together. I have always known that it's going to always be somebody that's way bigger than me, way better than me, know way more than I know, can be able to do way more for somebody than I can. But if I can be a vessel to connect these people and bring these people together, then shit, I'm acting out my gift and my blessing. So that has always been my goal, no matter what, man, is bringing people together that different walks of life. We show that in every single thing we do, from the events to the magazine to the radios to everything we do. We've shown that. We stood on that because that's what we're about. That's what's in the heart. A lot of people don't really want you to connect in with them. They want to connect in with your motherfucking connects. Let's keep it real. They don't really want to plug in with you because you are artists too. So they don't want to plug in with you. They want to plug in with the cat, you know what I mean, that's over you or that's bigger than you or whatever that you plugged in with in their eyes. That's why they do it, so they can bypass you. Yeah, that's the home. Even homies be doing that shit. I know cats, man, that the heroes play one song, might be from their city or something that they know, and don't do that. Don't get on, you know, don't holler at me and knock them. You know, and I know some cats I done talked to that have been on some real 100K type stuff, and I respect that. You feel me? And I can't play, I got to say this, man, I can't play no music, you feel me, that's from one artist dissing another artist that's on the show or that come on the show who music played and all that. Nah, man, we don't do none of that blow-up shit, man. Anything else, you know, man, we're going to play, but you ain't finna play each other, dissing each other and all that type of shit. We don't do that. So that's 100K too. But But engaging in the connection, real simple, real simple. All right, Petty Murphy on, YL Dallas on, School on too. Schooler got the School of Hound show. Petty Murphy got the Petty Murphy Project. Me and YL Dallas, we over here, and Jagged Fit, we over here rocking with Chop on the Radio. All right, so just inside the circle, it's a lot of people I did not know. If it wasn't for Schooler, me and Schooler, Branch Off Records, Femo Nation, we've been rocking for years. We talk about this all the time. It's a lot of people that he engaged, he caused the first step, you know what I mean, might be introduced us, the rest was history, right? It's been people that came on the show that we done been like, hey, Petty Murphy, you ought to be over there. Hey, Schooler, man, they ought to be on your show, this and that. That's jumping. That's how you jump. That's how you can get inside people's circles and then start growing and doing things like that. That shit works. And you ain't never got to tag neither three of them. Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to probably say it'd be cool for you to tag them every now and again. You know what I mean? And that's cool. When you tagging, showing love, that type of shit, all that shit's cool. We talking about when you tagging 99 damn people. Why tag 99 damn people? And ain't them 99 people ain't even rocking with you. 99 people ain't even worried about what you doing. They don't even care, really, keep it 100K with you. They ain't even caring you existing until your ass die. Then when you die, that's when they gonna show the most love and concern that they done ever shown the entire time you was living. So why waste your time clicking, even clicking their name? Yeah, why even waste your energy clicking the name? Nigga, forget what you do. Do what works.
Here's the thing on that when it comes to people like that.
I'm just saying, you know.
People don't, that type of people, they don't rock with you unless you got something for them. And you know, I'm gonna say big shout out to my big bro Satilla. Satilla kept the 100K.
Oh yeah, big shout out to Satilla, man.
Petty, these motherfuckers ain't fucking with you unless you got something for them. They weren't rocking with you then until you had something. So you said what you said. You know, Petty said they weren't rocking with you. They as soon as you went big, that's when they wanted to rock with you. But what happened when you were doing this and struggling? And you said, you know what? You absolutely motherfucking right. This is how these people are.
Yeah.
When they get into your circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be in your circle, but let's say you do something big, extravagant.
Right.
You know,
right?
That's when they want to rock with you. And I want to say something. I put this on the book last night, and I'm going to say this. You know, you can do good. When you do good, they'll cheer you. But when you do too good, they'll turn on you. You ever noticed that shit?
Yeah.
You gotta watch those type of people. Those type of people are known as blow-ups. Those are known as leeches. Those are known as users. These are motherfuckers you do not want in your circle. These are known as opportunists. Ultimate opportunists. They only see the opportunity, but not understanding the business and the logistics behind it. So these are the type of motherfuckers that will be, you put them on the show, you're promoting the show, other people are not promoting the show, or they are promoting the show, but these are the motherfuckers that want to promote at the last minute, let's say day before the show or day of the show. You got to cut these motherfuckers the fuck off. Matter of fact, don't even, what you do is this, and this is what I've been doing lately. When people reach out to the Petty Murphy Project and want their music to be played, number one, I tell them, please do not send me your fucking YouTube link. I watch enough YouTube to where I don't need to watch damn videos. Hell, shit, the shit's on fucking Facebook. I don't need the shit inboxed in my damn inbox. But I got to see how you move. I want to see what you about. I want to see what your hustle's about. If you are basically pushing your music to the max, you know, you promoting the shows that you're on consistently within a couple weeks of the show. You know, you're putting out new music. You're showing love to everybody else. I'm going to fuck with you. But if you wanted these motherfuckers,
got off the quiet.
I about to say, what happened? What happened? Y'all on there? Everybody on there?
I don't know what the hell happened. Just some robot ass sound, Petty stop talking, and here we are. But
shit, Petty still on there?
I don't think so. I think it's just us. But I guess
hold on, let's plug Petty back in, man. Something happened with Petty. Petty bug back in. But let's check in with 1030. 1030. Welcome to Chop on the Radio. Back to Business 70, baby. Who we got?
It's OG Redneck. What's up? What's up?
OG Redneck. What it do?
What's up?
How y'all is tonight? I was listening to y'all chopping up. I hear y'all over there. I'm over here laughing at myself, though, because here I am sitting with always sitting with 5,000 friends and probably 1,000 sitting requests. but listen, I do multiple things, so, you know, I filter through mine pretty well because of what I do on, you know, with the weed business and all in the industry. So a lot of that, you know, is weed related or weed industry related, you know, more than fan related. So.
We're very 420 friendly and medically happy over here.
I've been sitting here making some infused coconut oil tonight.
Hey, man, since you called in too, man, I seen you was just at where was that? You was just at OG. In case y'all don't know, man, OG Redneck is a sponsor, Chop on the Radio too, man. Some of it doing this thing real tough. Go ahead, man. I seen, what was it? Somebody did a video for you, or what was it? You was at some place.
Yeah, we was at the Cowboy Cup, man. Oklahoma's premier homegrown cup. A blind competition, man. I was one of the judges for the outdoor sun-grown flower this year. You know, they have categories of all kinds, concentrates and specialty concentrates and edibles and topicals and pre-rolls, infused pre-rolls, blunts and, you know, indoor flower, sun-grown flower, greenhouse flower, all these different categories. So, you know, you usually have to put in request or apply to be a judge in these things, you know, a couple, 3 months ahead of time. They'll go through and select off, you know, who all they're going to have. This year I was asked to judge the outdoor sun-grown because, you know, I tend to be a little bit more critical of getting a little harder.
No, OG Redneck, Femo, for those that don't understand, let them know what you mean about the outdoor, and let them know, because, you know, some people don't really understand.
Well, you have indoor, environmentally controlled, grown cannabis. And that's going to be your more premium cannabis, premium extension. So. And you got greenhouse or there's, you know, multiple different kinds of greenhouses. You have some that are kind of built like indoors and it's just simply using the sun, but they're controlling the temperature and the humidity and everything like they would if it was indoors. It's just got a glass ceiling and glass walls, basically. And then you have essentially just regular old vintage greenhouses, which, you know, are kind of difficult to run with cannabis in Oklahoma. And then you have hoop houses, which you have a lot of those. And usually they'll pull blankets over those and blackouts, you know, to be able to control the 12 hours dark, 12 hours light, which is what you want to have when you're in flower to produce flower. So, you know, there's all kinds of things. And then you have the outdoor flower, which is...
Go ahead. Keep going.
Then you got your outdoor flower, you know, or sun-grown flower, which is entirely grown outdoor. It may be craft. It may be big field. There's, you know, multiple ways that they grow it and grow it out. Some people go straight to the ground. Some do above-ground pots. You know, so there's different ways that people are doing it.
Now, at the cup that you went to, man, was it a winner? Like, man, somebody that had the best strain or the best bud or what have you?
Yeah, there was a bunch of winners. Each of the first place winners all get a championship belt buckle. I think the second place winners get like a spur trophy type deal. It was a pretty cool little deal. But yeah, you had lots of different winners, man. I couldn't even begin to list all of them. A lot of good friends did really well up there. They won, you know, so I had several of them that won awards, pollination, cultivation. They got some bomb flower for their indoor flower. They won a couple different first and second, I think. And then they had hanger consultations for their infused pre-rolls. They took a couple different trophies. 918 OG, they knocked it out, I think, off some fresh rosin. I mean, there was a lot of different awards up there, man. It was a really cool event, cool vibe, Ben. It's probably one of the better organized events, cannabis events, that we have here in the state. Daniel Lewis is the guy that heads it up. He's a buddy of mine. He does a great job. So, yeah, man, if y'all get a chance next time, go check out Oklahoma Cowboy Cup 2022. Hopefully they're going to be partnering with me on some upcoming promotions that I've been, you know, some that I've had in the works.
You got to plug us in, man, Femo. You got to plug us in with these things. Man, hey, look, I got to say, hey, Femo, check this out. Come hop in the truck with me, man. I'm getting ready to ride after this cannabis cup. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to say, oh, nah, Femo, I'm too busy. Now I'm going to be like, hey, I'm well, man.
All right.
I will come down there for the weed. I will come down and discover it.
Just the oak, baby. Look, a lot of people now this is another thing why I got you on. A lot of people be, you know, when people be talking about, oh, man, it's the gas, and, man, it's the all of this. Let you know, for the knowledge part of it, man, and let people know, man, what is it exactly that's people saying, you know, when they feeling higher, you know, that some weed is higher than other ones. Break it down, man. What's that for when people be like, oh, man, it's that gas, man, it's that gas.
Yeah, man, I get so tired hearing the gas. You know, fuel, I got the gas. Listen, man, there's basically three arrangements for cannabis, right? You got sativa, you got indica, and you got hybrid. 90% of the shit out here today is hybrid. Because there ain't very many pure strains left. There ain't very many land. So let's just talk hybrid, because that's most of the market, right? Now, everybody wants to run through the THC number, high THC. Oh, man, I got that 30%. But let me tell you something. There wasn't no damn thing you ever heard of 30% until Oklahoma started growing legal weed. The record weed I ever seen was 27% up until Oklahoma started putting out 34%. I'm just going to put that note out there. But where the high really comes from, man, where you really get the medicinal effects and the different highs, whether it's an energetic high or a mind high, body high, you know, a balance of all of that, it comes down to what the cannabinoids and the terpenes that are in there, right? The terpenes is what gives it the smell and the flavor. It's all about the different combinations and the levels of those. You know, you might get something that will taste real piney. You remember that weed back in the 90s, man? Man, I used to have the sticky, icky skunk. This man, this pine and skunk, that's what it smelled like. It smelled like a pine cone shoved up a skunk's ass. That's what it smelled
like. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's because of that pinene that's in there. And then you got, you know, you have all these, you have so many different terpenes, and I can't even name them all. But, you know, you got the most common ones are like myrcene, humulene, and pinene. Pinene is one of my favorites. It's more energetic and it gets your mind going, kind of, you know, creative and stuff. So, there's a lot of science behind this, man. People think it's just throwing seeds and throwing water, but, man, let me tell you, everybody wants to be a commercial grower until they grow commercially. It's a lot of work, a lot to learn.
Well, yep. You, man, you, nobody else better than, you know, to get our information from on this, you, man. When people be like, I'll be seeing this too. People like, oh, man, they smoking that dispensary trees, man. They blowing on that medical trees. And they be saying it like in a derogatory mean. You see it now.
Probably because they ain't got a card or they ain't got the money to go get it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, there's still a lot of people that smoke on that swag and that booth. I mean, really, the truth of the market of Oklahoma is that a good 60 to 70% of the market, of the patients that are licensed are below the poverty line. You know, that's the reality of it. And so the biggest sellers in Oklahoma are the seat bags, the out the doors, and the, you know, the mids. You know what I mean? The mids and lows sell the best. Because that's what people can afford. You know, if you got $100 or $150 and you got to buy you some weed to last you a month, Well, you gonna go get you, a half an ounce of some killer illa like I smoke, or you gonna go get you 2 ounces of some boo boo shake or some okay shake that's gonna get you through and let you have something to smoke every day and not go without. You know what I mean? So most of the people gonna go for the latter, and they gonna make sure they don't go without, and they gonna have something there. You know what I mean? So that's what you see a lot of the marketplace in Oklahoma takes up. But the rest of it, there's a lot of connoisseurs like me that really, I'm a flower dude, man. I gotta have the good stuff. I gotta have what I'm looking for. The flavor has to be there, the taste has to be there, the high. I don't want that hard shit. I'm opposite. I don't like the cough to get off like I used to say. No, I like that smooth shit. Where smooth can be, and I'm high as hell.
Straight like that.
I'm just saying. The illusion.
Okay. Teddy Murphy, no, I'm on here. Teddy, you got anything you want to ask on the medical side of the business?
All I gotta say is that OG Redneck man, like the Mister said, next time they got a cannabis cup, man, plug us in. We would love to come down there and cover and plug in with the weed people.
Yeah, we'll have to squad up. We'll have to squad up and go hit one next time.
And we'll have to hit one. Just make sure that they got some chicken, some Kool-Aid or something there, because my ass is gonna be high all fucking day long.
They usually always got food trucks in tow. Hey, them food truck owners, they ain't dumb. They usually they know where to go set up.
That's what I'm talking about. They said they got some tacos too.
Hey, they have you like Ice Cube's daddy on Friday.
Damn it.
Yes, sir. And also too, I want to thank you for your music submissions, man, and the audio drop too, man. You are a real one, and definitely going to have to get you on the Petty Murphy Project for a live interview real soon on Podbean.
Well, man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate the support. I appreciate you spending my stuff, man. I do a lot of different stuff, different vibe than, a lot of people's used to. So it's probably a acquired taste, as we say.
Are you still on there with us?
Yeah, I'm here, famo.
Oh, okay, man. Anything you want to ask OG, man, or OG Redneck, man, about, about the medical side?
Oh, shit, man. Nah, man, I'm a, shit. Listen. I'm a damn. I don't smoke much. You know what I'm saying? Cause I smoke, I be out. Hey, said I be smoking. Hey, I be smoking. Everybody be talking. They look at me. I be out. Look, you know what I mean? I ain't even gonna lie. I used to smoke a lot when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't know,
man. I got up in my age and shit. You know what I mean? Or it might be the chronic that we getting down here. I might need to come to what y'all got going on over there, find me some uplifting. You know what I'm saying? I need to get some uplift. So look, what I be smoking down here is to take me down.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm gonna tell you the
I'll be going down.
Man, I think OG Redneck, man. I think OG Redneck smokes the best. He be around so many of the top strands. I'm talking about, man, some of the best. Man, y'all got to be following these cats. I follow OG.
Hey, man. I'm going to give you a tip on a bud right now that I just picked up that is as nice as can be. It's in Muskogee. I'll give them a shout out to Green Street. Go by and fly by there. Get you some of that lemon skunk. Let me tell you,
lemon
it's
skunk.
The best lemon skunk I've seen out in a while. So yeah, definitely give you that recommendation on that. You in town, so you can drive by there. Let me come Green Street.
So look, I'm gonna tell you like this: if you ain't in Oklahoma, man, and you can't go and get it like that, tell your person, hey homie, you need to start getting some of that lemon skunk. Get your hands on some of that lemon skunk, man. Tell your homie, hey man, you got to step the product up. You can't just say it's just gas.
Hey, we're full here in Oklahoma now. I tell you, man, I went to Michigan on a project. I was up there, man. I went to check that. They're recreational up there now. they're mad and recreational, but they're, you know, most of it. So I go and check out their dispensaries, man. You can't smell it. You can't really, you can look through a glass at it, and a little sample that's been there for a week, 2 weeks. You can't smell it. You can't feel it. You can't get nothing out of it. You ask them what the terpene profile is. They don't even know what you're talking about. I saw, Lord, man. We're spoiled in Oklahoma, but we're blessed with you know, a lot of different opportunities, too, when it comes to cannabis. You know, we really ought to be leading the world aside of Israel to in research with cannabis. I mean, with the amount of producers we have and the excess that we are producing, and I know we're producing it because everybody knows we're producing excess. You got less than 400,000 patients. You've got 9,000 growers, 2,400 dispensaries. There's no way we can, you know, even float that.
Damn. Hey, look,
we've got actually more growers in Oklahoma than I think California, Oregon, and Colorado combined, or something like that. More growers.
So, would you?
But
say,
I tell you, another topic that came up today, you know, is people don't realize that Oklahoma lawmakers actually had put it in the regulations and set up the law that made Oklahoma prime exporter for the rest of the nation and the rest of the world once it goes federally legal. It's already on Oklahoma law books to allow for export of cannabis products to other locations outside the state border once it is federally allowed, federally recognized. So they've already preempted federalization. And you'll see probably, if not this year, by next year, or the following year, you'll see Oklahoma legislators, I believe, move to preempt a petition recreation marijuana, and so that they can kind of shape it themselves. And I bet you'll see them introduce a recreational bill real soon.
Man, they don't understand what's going on right now. Everybody out there that blow on trees, man, we bringing you an inside plug, man. I be seeing a lot of people be blowing trees on the show and stuff like that. Man, bring on some of these people that know the business behind it, man, and spread that knowledge out there, man. OG Hard, I said, man, I'm on everything. This ain't no blower. You can go do the research yourself, man. Very knowledgeable in the game, man. One of the front runners has been, before it was legal, was pushing for it, been doing his thing ever since then. Man, personally, he the only one that I know personally like that been with that kind of connection. And he been all over, man. He go to all kind of just different bowls and different cups and different shit like that, man. Different dispensaries, different growers and people. He know a lot of people, man, connected in with a lot of people like that. So when he speak on the things that, you know what I mean, he know about this, is because he know. And that's what he into, man. And he's highly educated in what he into. So it's a treat for me, man, because not only is Famo Tuna, I rock with him, man, but what he done got into now, I'll be learning as well. And, man, I'm telling you, man, I'm trying to tell your partner, hey, man, look, I'm coming to get that bag. But next time I'm going to need you to get your hands on some of that. What'd you say it was, lemon cake?
Lemon skunk.
Lemon skunk. I'm going to need you to get your hands on some of that lemon skunk, partner. I'm going to need you to get your hands on
some
of that.
I'm going to need some Pineapple Express and some OG and some, Granddaddy Perk. Man, fuck this shit. We going down there, famo. Fuck that.
Hold on.
OG Perp, Granddaddy Perp, Pineapple Express. I need that shit that put Day-Day to sleep.
Okay.
All that shit.
OG. Why you doubt it? You like, certain topics, just from your opinion. What would you say from your opinion if you've heard about people with the Granddaddy Perp and the OG Perps?
Okay, for the record, employment reasons, I do not have a medical card, so I do not partake in certain things, but I have heard.
AYL, get that disclaimer. I put it out there so they don't get it mistaken.
But I have heard that, you know, that Granddaddy Perp is nice. It's nice. You know,
okay.
Strong. But I heard, you know, it was when I heard about it, it was back in the day, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I haven't had what they would call that as far as today in a dispensary because I don't partake.
I see what you're saying.
You know,
I respect.
I heard Pineapple Express was okay, but what I heard about Pineapple Express, the movie really bumped it up more than what it was worth.
What it really was.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're excited for it because, you know, you've seen the movie or whatever, but it ain't even, I heard, it ain't even all that.
Now, look, see how we done went from talking about what we were talking to, but now we talking about trees. You see, every man, come on, man. If you've been blowing the night, this really done made your night because you're like, damn, nigga, they talking about this shit I got right now. You feel? Because I know a lot of
weed. I got a question.
Check this out. So, OG, so check this out.
Yeah.
So, back in the, you know, at one time, it was some things going on, and it was some love letters going around. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Have you ever heard of love letters? You know what I mean? And then what do you think about people just throwing names on whatever? You know what I'm saying? Because, see, we don't got no dispensaries down here.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We down here in North Carolina, we in the Bible Belt. You know what I mean? Everybody in the whole country will be legal and medically. And I guarantee you, North Carolina will be last.
You
know what I'm saying?
I know. Okay, check this out. Hold on real quick. I do know this. From the underworld checking in, it is a lot of medical that goes out from places to other states. And when it gets to other states, they switch the name. I'm just going to throw that out there. You know, that's from the underworld. Now, I'm
right,
back.
Right. So,
OG,
so,
go ahead. You got the mic.
Yeah. So what you think about that?
We have that exactly, what he's talking about exactly what Bill is. You know, we joke that there's 12,000 different strains of cannabis, or there's 2,000 different strains with 12,000 names.
True.
So that's, I mean, really how it is, man, because, you know, somebody will get something, and they'll be, you know, the old telephone game, man. You tell somebody something, the next person tells somebody something. You know, you start out with some Blackberry Kush, and next thing you know, by the time it gets to Joe, 10 people step down, and, you know, it's Black Panther. You know, so shit.
Black Panther.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? For real.
Wakanda forever?
I'm just saying, people gonna put their own spin on it, you know what I mean? Like, what's hot, what's what, you know what I mean? So,
right.
If it's all marketing, right?
Like,
I mean, shit, we was all
like
back in the day, we were in the
absolutely.
Game, right? So it's just a different form of marketing, man.
What about Spaceballs?
Spaceballs?
What?
I ain't ever had them myself.
There you go.
There's several jokes there, man. I'm gonna leave
what
alone.
What the fuck is baseball?
There you go.
Come
you
on,
see what
soldier.
I'm saying?
What the fuck is baseball?
That's what I'm saying, man.
You don't have to hold information for the people. What the fuck is baseball?
Check it out, man. Check it out. Check this out. When I'm in a position to where I can't partake, then I'm not gonna partake. But right now I'm in a position where I can partake and I can contribute to society from partaking. Because I believe everybody who's partaking, you're doing a society citizen's job, man. You are an upstanding citizen
right.
If you're partaking.
You're
that's what
research.
I truly believe.
What
and
in the serious
now,
style
of
the fuck are you saying?
If I get in a position to where I can't, then I can't. And it is what it is. But for right now, hey, man, a lot of people be calling stuff certain things. It ain't really what it is. Now, when we break it down to the strands and stuff, like OG said, it's a lot of the strands out there, and that's when you get the hybrids. Now, OG, we was breaking down one time about, like, your wedding cakes and your fruity, you know, the names like that when it break down like that. Can you explain, like, you got your granddaddy perp and that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Where those names come from when they break it down like that? From like the wedding cakes and stuff.
Well, you got legacy strains that have been crossbred and backbred. Like breeding really is a complicated thing. Like real cannabis breeders, they'll breed a strain and they'll work on that strain and do pheno hunts and until they find one that's putting out all the traits that they want, you know, and then now they give it a name, you know, like, and you say Gorilla Glue number 4, perfect example. Why is it called Gorilla Glue number 4? Why number 4? Well, it was the fourth damn plant. It was the number 4 plant that produced that result. And so that was the plant that they continued to grow and produce clones from, and that's where GT4, Gorilla 4 came from. And so
Okay. You'll
have that with other things, like you might have Wedding Cake 2 or Wedding Cake 45. Well, that means that's that grower's plant number 45 was putting out that good a product, so he, you know, he propagated.
So basically, if you picking up people's strands and putting your own name on that shit, that's like copyright infringement. Just saying.
There is a register. There is a actual register for cannabis strain names. There really is. And, you know, a lot of people, I didn't even realize until last year and a half, you can actually patent. Now, listen to me. This is game. You can actually patent weed products and processes. So you come up with, like, okay, I got a cat. I know a cat, man. This cat, his dad came up with the process of infusing cannabis, basically cannabis shake, in the pouches and infusing that with a water-soluble THC and made little tobacco-like pouches to replace tobacco dipping pouches, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he got a patent on that. So now ain't nobody in the United States can infuse cannabis in pouches for a dip and call it dip or anything related to dip because he owns a patent on it. Now,
we got so many people that stayed on the line because a lot of these cats, and I got to keep it 100, a lot of these cats have been in jail for trees and shit for pushing. A lot of these cats, you know what I mean, be pushing pounds. And, man, it's been a long game, man, and a long fight for this day to come.
There's a lot of socioeconomic movements right now, too, man, for cannabis, like, man, in some of these states, they got some, you know, they got their own whole little, like, I don't know what you want to call it, like a group basically assigned by the state or whatever to find POC, people of color, and minorities, and people that's been convicted of nonviolent marijuana crimes, stuff like that, to allow them easier entry into the cannabis marketplace. And
this is the type of stuff we need to know.
Branch, you know? So I think Michigan may be one of the two ways. They're doing some grants. So California's got the grant program, I think, now. So, I mean, there's different things. But, like, you know, for example, back to the patent, is we got a giant company, Canopy. If they probably heard of Canopy, you follow Weed and all. They buy all the weed business up pretty much. All the weed growing business. They own a bunch of cans and whatnot. They listed on the stock market. Canopy grows. And they bought a patent off this dude. This dude had a patent for CO2 extraction method. CO2 extraction. That's what they use to make dabs and distillate carts and all this different stuff out of, right? Everybody's using these methods. Every state that's legal is using these methods. Multiple companies. They bought the patent for this. And they're suing a company now that if they win the lawsuit, which they probably will, then that's going to give them precedent to go after and force royalties from every damn company that's producing CO2 concentrate. Because
my classmate Amy said about the moon rock. She said she went and got two different dispensaries, got some moon rock, and they wasn't the same.
Okay, moon rock. Now, that's what you're talking about. Moon rock, we're saying space rock. That's a totally different product because it's always going to be different, you know, who the manufacturer is and what they're making. Because what happens with that is they're going to take, and I actually have a video, maybe it'll be on my social media, but, you know, you're going to take concentrate, you know, basically wrap bud and concentrate all together, almost kind of wadded up with a couple different concentrates and maybe some oil on top of it and some different, and then keef on top of that. So that's what they make the moon rock, or aka space rock, whatever you want to call it. Typically, they're really hard to smoke. They're hard to get to smoke. You can't roll, you can't cut them up typically and roll them in a joint and then for blunt. I recommend a bomb for a moon rock. But yeah, they're always going to be different. You know, and you're going to see that even with, like, the strains. Like, if I go get wedding cake from one dispensary and I go get wedding cake from another dispensary, different growers, it's going to be a totally different product. It's going to taste different. It's going to be different high. It's going to be different because it's a different phenotype. It's not from the same plant.
Well, I got you. Shouts out Hilldale. I got to say big shouts out to Hilldale High School. Y'all already know Hornets for life, baby. That's how we do it, class of 02. You did. Big shouts out, man. A lot of my classmates been tuning in and stuff, man.
I want to say this on the real, though. Next time you get in touch with, like, the organizers of a cup, man, an organization like that, man, ask them if they're looking for some coverage. You know, I'd be more than happy to come down there and travel with the Teddy Murphy Project. They ain't got to pay me cash. They can pay me weed. I don't give a fuck. I just want to see the shit. Put the money, pay me in weed. Shit. You actually take the weed back and sell me. So I'm just saying, but no, but it'd be cool to basically step out of the normal lane to basically go into the other lane because both lanes do mix. Everybody knows rappers and comedians smoke weed, damn it. Shit, I do. And I'm not a rapper. I'm a comedian. I talk shit. I like to smoke my goddamn weed. But I would love to basically interview and talk to people, organizers of this. Like, we're talking to you right now. This is very interesting. And I'm pretty sure that everybody that stayed on Chop on their radio basically are now becoming like, ooh, these people are talking about weed. Shit, I need. And then when we're talking about the weed, they'd be looking at it like, damn, I need some. See, just a reminder, call your weed dealer, motherfuckers. But on the real, though.
Man, I know you got a lot of listeners from all over the country and around the world, and especially in the United States. If your state isn't legal yet but is looking towards legal and medical or leaning that way, you know, it's coming one way or the other. But, you know, do your homework now, man, because really when that green rush does happen, when it does hit, you know, they call it the green rush or whatever, if you're in your home state, man, you got home field advantage, you take advantage of that first 2 years because there's going to be chaos for the state and trying to get shit set up. Like, get your shit and get it quick, man, and get in there and, you know, get yourself established. That was the thing to recommend, man. Watch what your state
is,
man, if you want to get in the business.
So what he telling y'all,
and you know, the beautiful thing about me,
if you're going to get into that shit, get all your shit now so when it happens in your state, you can get in the dough. Don't wait till the last minute. Your state getting ready to do it or they on the book. Learn everything you can now. Get your shit together. Get your mind frame together. And jump your ass in that green rush, too. That's basically what you're
saying.
The green rush. And, you know, the beautiful thing about me living between the Kansas and Missouri border is that,
you know,
I can go get close.
We've been off record now for a minute, man. YL, Femo, man, anything, man, you want to say, man?
Let me first say, I am a rapper, a singer, artist, and I do not partake in the festivities, Patty. I don't partake.
Okay,
so
you can come out
here.
What do you think about
a little bit? Sip a little bit.
I don't partake either. I partay.
You say partay.
Schooler, man. Anything you want to say?
Man, I'm trying to see. Hey, I'm trying to jump in the grain rush. What's up with the grain rush? Look, my question was, because I've been trying to invest in it. You know what I'm saying? So I've been trying to find it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking in the wrong place or, you know what I mean? But you in it. So you know what markets is the best markets to look for, invest in, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
on the stock market and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So what would you suggest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but stocks, man, they that's really rough call, man, because, you know, I do hold a little bit and a few, you know, like Sundial is a cheap stock that somebody could get in right now that, you know, they should be poised for growth. But I don't mess with too much on stocks, you know. I'll be trying to mess, learn these coins a little bit because that's the future right there. But I don't know a whole lot about on stocks, man, really, to be honest with you.
Gotcha.
By the way, a lot of people lost their ass on them damn stocks, especially the penny weed stocks. I'd avoid those.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, man. I'm making weed oil right now as we talk.
I still want to be invited to the festivities, even though I don't partake.
Partake.
Still would like that invitation.
Look, you can say, hey, look, I got a radio show that's going to be following me around. They're going to be going live, you know what I mean? They're going, boom, that's us right there. We'll come with the shirts, get us a media pass. We in there.
A buddy of mine runs that Cowboy Cup. I'll make that happen, I'm pretty sure.
There it is. We'll be good. We'll be nice. We ain't going to attack nobody. We ain't going to do shit. But enjoy.
I'm in incognito, y'all.
Incognito.
YL was never the same.
Just pay me for my weed.
I said I'm incognito. YL was never there.
Right.
You will never tell him his wife.
No picture. No evidence.
Hey, YL, what did Jeezy say? If you get jammed up, don't mention my name.
Man, for real. And that's real shit, man. But big shout out to OG Hard, man, for the support too, man, the sponsorship, man. We got the King of Dirt Championship coming up this Saturday. So y'all make sure y'all tune in this Saturday, man, 8:30. We're going in. We got Develop, Sasha Blanco versus Develop, last round, man. Somebody getting crowned the King of Dirt. Either going to be a King of Dirt or a Queen of Dirt. So y'all make sure y'all tune in. OG Hard has been a judge, a part of that as well, man. So he been there, man, jerking with the thing as well. Petty Mercy, all of us talking on the radio been judges too. So y'all make sure to tune in, man. It's going down. Also, you bring your energy. Folks on minimal. You did. We getting ready to get with it, man. We got a lot of people that have already submitted their music, and we're going to jump it off, man. So bring your energy, man. Folks on minimal. We're going to get it on, man. It ain't no competition or nothing like that, man. It's artists bringing that energy, man, matching that energy with other artists' energies, man, creating bigger energy. You dig? Forward, progression, positive energy, man, directed on gaining awareness, gaining more attention, and gaining more connections with each other. That's what it's about, man. So bring your energy. Folks on minimum. You're starting another wave out there, man. It ain't your verses. You dig? We talk, man, you know what I mean? They already doing that. Everybody already going after each other and shit. We ain't doing that, man. We trying to bring everybody together, man, and get people to, because like we said, collaboration sometimes be some people's best work. Some people's best work, man, come from collaboration. So just keep it 100K. You go to, you know what I mean? They best work be from their collaboration. So why not, you know, look to collaborate with other people and get out there. It's a way to get out there, too. It's a way to build connections where you can get inside other people's fan bases, areas, markets, these type of things, and eventually keep growing and growing and growing. A lot of people don't understand, well, damn, how can I break into this market? How can I break into the up north market and the west coast market, east coast market, whatever it is? These are things you can do to help you break into
these type areas. You know what I mean? You just gotta be smart, man, and know what you after. You feel me? But y'all stay tuned for that, man. For the bring your energy as well. Email chopontheradio@gmail.com. Y'all know how we do it. Friday we got Dallas Chuck T. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that. That shit gonna be jerking. Thursday we got Tracy McGee, man. Tracy McGee gonna be running for mayor. Right here in Muskogee, man. That's going to be a dope session, man. It's an honor to have her on. We're going to be having her on the show. So I'm interested in to see how that's going to go. You know what I mean? I'm interested to see how that's going to go, man. So y'all stay tuned for that, man, as well. Big shout out, like I said, OG Hard. Big shout out to Her Life, Her Right Poetry. I mean, Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, man. Let me get it right. Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company. Shout out. And YL Dallas, Femo, man, it's been jerking, man. We got a lot of jerking to do. It's jerk season, you dig? So we're going to finish out 2021 jerking all the way to the end of the year. We might even turn over 2022 starting off jerking, you dig? Why not start the year off jerking? But it's jerk season around this whole dig. So everything stay jerking, man. Full tilt, full motion. Holler at us, man. Let's get this work. Let's get this jerking in, baby, you dig? A lot of people I'm going to be contacting, you know what I mean, trying to get them in, you feel me, trying to open up that, establish that line of communication and network. If y'all want to rock, you rock. If you don't want to, cool. It ain't no problem, man. Ain't no love lost. You don't know what I'm talking about. It is what it is. But let's get this work, man. We got to get this work in. Much love to everybody, man. Petty Murphy, a real one. You dig? Petty Murphy always calling in, man. Going to always be tuned in. Always chiming in, man. Petty funny than a motherfucker. But shout out Petty. Shout out Scooter Schooler. Big shout out Branch Off Records. Go to branchoffrecords.com. Right, Schooler?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Anything. Anything you want.
Anything,
go to branchoffrecords.com.
Anything that says half a book payment.
Yeah.
Anything but half a book payment.
Hell, man.
Go to branchoffrecords.com.
Go ahead and drop your links too, man.
Hey, you can just reach me on Instagram, official YL of Dallas. Everything else is YL of Dallas. On Spotify, YL Dallas. You can take away the of, just space it out. And shit, that's where I'm at everywhere else. YL Dallas.
Just like that, man. Just like that. Y'all already know. Lock in. Plug in. Also, man, here pretty soon, we got different topics, man. Artists, man, y'all can call in, chime in, tune in. Y'all ain't got to be scared. You did? Come on, man. Y'all can chop on. You don't have to. Shit, we're going to get it in regardless. Let me say that first. We're going to get it in regardless. You know what I mean? So it ain't like we begging nobody, nothing like that. Just saying, hey, man, come jump in. Chime in, man. Join in on the chop, man. Come get some of this jerking, you did? Big shouts out, man, to everybody. We got so many names that we got to catch up on posting, man. But big shouts out to everybody, man, that really be rocking, really be tuned in. Overseas, I got to say, big shouts out to the UK. Big shouts out to Brazil. Big shouts out to Colombia. Big shouts out to Canada, Alaska, the Philippines, India, Saudi Arabia, Japan. Man, I don't want to leave nobody out, man. Paris, Italy, France, Germany. Oh, man, where else, man? Where else, man? I got to keep these things on deck so I don't leave nobody out.
You want
Istanbul, I got to say, big shout out to Istanbul, too, man. Big shout out to Istanbul,
Turkey.
Man.
Turkey?
Yeah. Turkey. But I'm going to tell you something. Have you ever known anybody to stay in Greenland?
Nah.
I got all y'all on the phone. Tell me, one person you know to stay in Greenland.
Only person I know to stay in Greenland. Only person I know is Greenland is the one making weed oil right now. That's OG Hard. That's the only one I know staying in Greenland right now.
Other than that, man, I don't know nobody, man. So that's why I say right now the world is wide open, man. The opportunities of you reaching people is endless, man. Don't stop exploring. Don't stop being motivated. The world gonna hit you, but it's open. It's out there. So I'm going to give a quick shout-out. Salute Maggie, Mark, Denise, AJ, Arlene, King, Gregory, Mabel, Amira, Minnie, Herschel, Leticia, Emma, Gennaro, Craig, Vera, Dice, Diane, Cornell, Allison, Linda, BW, Shiloh, Mellow Kid, COD, Soul, oh, shit, hold on, Miss Diamond, Abe, Lydia, Molly, Rochelle, TB the Bastard, AJ Avonimus, Al One, Don Dan, Anita Tim, Albina, Bronze Sabi, Kurt, Septimus the Great, JR. Man, appreciate all y'all, man. We're going to start getting more of y'all names in there, man. We got to start showing love to a lot of people. So we're going to get a lot of more of the other names in there, too, man. We're going to put them up there, man, and say y'all see these out, too. Because that's what I believe, man, building connection with people, man, and turning them into people that's constantly following you versus, you know, like we were talking about with streams one time. Shouts out to Dallas Tuck P, too, man. We was talking about it in the post, man. You know, 30 seconds. You know what I mean? First stream, listen to your music 30 seconds. Yeah, that's cool. But if they really getting the full feel of the song, you know what I'm saying? If they just say they just listen to that 30 seconds and they out of there, is they really getting the full effect of the song? Is they really engaged with it? Is they really becoming your fan base? I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's just what I'm, I don't know. I ain't saying it is.
I can tell you from experience,
I ain't saying it is. 30
seconds
in,
that ain't shit. You gotta get the full experience to get the full stream artist.
Yeah, that's just a required account for a stream. So within that 30 seconds, I guess you got within that 30 seconds, you know, before if they stay on for 30 seconds, at least you get that stream. But my thing
one minute.
A lot of people get them 30 seconders, and that's what it is. So you're getting a lot of 30 seconders and not a 3 minuter.
That's the disparity on that. That's another topic that I'm talking about, soldier, because there's a lot of shit behind that that artists don't understand. This is why you see so many artists be paying for their streams and not really getting it organically. But we'll talk about that later.
Uh-oh.
I got some shit for y'all asses.
So you see a lot of people out here paying for streams and shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists paying for streams. A lot. And especially with the Spotify wrapped up shit. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
On IG right now, it's a person who could get at you and tell you if you pay $20, they can get 200 and some people to subscribe to your page.
Uh-huh.
And
you know how I know, and they do it.
Pay them the money, and they do it. They do it.
Uh huh. And you know how I know this shit is real? I did a test theory last year. I did a test.
Petty done it.
And I knew it was bullshit.
Uh oh. Petty done it.
I did it. I did a test just for my Instagram, not the Petty Murphy Project. Just for my Instagram. I did a test. The shit's bullshit, people. This is how you be fucking up the goddamn game. Like I said, we cutting people's water off, man. We cutting y'all water off.
I did it. I thought you was about to come with him. Like, hell yeah, man. I got like 1,000 motherfucking new subscribers.
Nah.
Petty. There's some bullshit, man.
There's some bullshit. And this is how I know the game is fucked up. But with the Petty Murphy Project, 35,700 people worldwide, and that's all organic, nothing paid for. Eat a dick and put some gravy on it. That's all I have to say.
And that's the thing, man. I ain't never paid for a view, like I say, promotion. That's different. You know, people pay for
Yeah, promotion, I'll pay for
that's
it.
Different. But for views,
for pay
and
for
like streams. No, I ain't never. I'm like this, man. You feel me? And I guess it's just the mentality, man. But you know what I mean? I'd rather build mine organically, brick by brick. You know
exactly.
What I mean? They got to come in one person at a time. Sometimes it'll come in 10 people. Sometimes it'll come in 100. But I ain't with that buying fake views and buying fake streams. That ain't what the business is. I understand it makes things look good for you. It makes you look like you're doing more than what you're doing. But that shit ain't real. That shit ain't authentic, man. That shit's some blow up. It ain't 100K.
I'll be keeping it 100K, soldier. I'm going to tell you straight up. Half of these people that they be in these streams, half of these people people that be they be buying, dead people.
Hold on. Wait. You said dead people?
Yeah.
You said they're getting streams from dead people. Is that what you're telling
from
me,
dead
Teddy
people.
Murphy? You telling me they're getting big streams from dead folks?
Mm-hmm.
They music so good they waking the dead. That's what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
School.
Yeah.
Have you heard that? Why? Y'all talk to me, man. Have y'all heard some of this stuff? Y'all heard some of this shit?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's a lot to it, man. I mean it's a lot to it, man. It's because another way you can get people to follow you on Instagram is to go do giveaways. Giveaways is the way you can get a bunch of real followers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they'll follow you.
Have y'all heard about paying for views and paying for followers, paying for subscribers and paying for streams and shit? Is that something that people are still partaking in regularly? And y'all
absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I mean, there's some people that's just buying it to make it look good, but they doing the work behind it to make it believable. But then there's some people that's just buying it. That's just saying, okay, yeah, I got all this and I'm doing all that, but they ain't getting no checks in the mail. They ain't got no. They can't put one ass in the seat when it's time to do a show, and they can't. They ain't got nothing going on. You know what I mean? So then again, that's another double-edged sword. You know what I mean? So
really,
yeah,
it comes down to do all of that equal that check that's coming in the mail.
Fuck no.
Some people do. I mean, some people that's paying somebody to do marketing for them. They getting some of them strains is counting, some of them strains ain't counting. You know what I mean? Say whoever I don't give a damn who they are. They got 30 billion streams, where they only getting counted for 20 million. But shit, when you talking 8 billion and 20 million, and you all, by that time, you already getting paid shows, you already selling mad merchandise, you already getting paid, you know what I mean? So who counting pennies? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double-edged sword. It's a good thing for some, and it's a bad thing for some. Now, if you an artist and you got, 85,000 followers on Instagram, so you got a promoter, say, Famo, you a promoter. So you got somebody in your city. You look at their Instagram, they hit you up, say, man, check my Instagram out, I'm booming, buzz, buzz. So you check their Instagram out, they got 80,000 followers. But they ain't got no likes, no comments, no nothing. Okay, bam, now you know they half-assing. But this is where it get tricky. So they got 80,000 followers, but every video, every shit they got 2,000-3,000
mm-hmm.
likes. 2,000-3,000 You know what I mean? And you can buy all that shit too. But when you book them to come to the club, ain't one person in there to see them. Then
exactly.
On the other hand, you got the same person with the same stuff that you're looking at, and then they come out and they got 100 people, 200 people come in the club. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm always
so
saying this. When I book shows, when we get back to booking shows, I'm not an in crowd person. You feel me? So me, I'm a solid cat. I'm a hundred cat. You know, feel me? I get on with anybody, but I don't do no blow up. But I'd rather work with artists that everybody else feel like that they overlook, or they feel like, oh well, man, he ain't the hottest or she ain't the hottest. I'd rather work with that person right there and let them shine like a headliner, and they do their thing. So you might have big numbers. But to me, I might look at them big numbers and look at you like, oh, nah, player, this cat over here got 2,000 less friends than you, 2,000 less reach than you, and to me, he realer than you. So I'm going to work with this person.
That's how I work with you. I say, okay.
That's
just me.
Look, both of y'all say that. But both of y'all are promoters, and both of y'all putting on shows to make money. So y'all gonna do what makes the most money. I would think, if not, I'm wrong. But just me.
But like you
as
said,
a record label owner and a promoter.
But like you said,
a lot of people got them numbers.
When it comes to filling seats and putting people through the door, the
some of them people that got bigger numbers can't really do it. And
they
when
can't.
You put people on that got the energy that really might not got the big numbers but got the energy, them people be some of the people that be putting people in the venue.
Yeah,
it's
so it's, I mean, it's a fine line. It's a fine line,
unless
you know.
Unless you're a major artist, you know what I mean? We got a major artist, then, of course, you should be able to put people in the seats off your name alone if you're a major artist. Indie artists, independent artists, it's always going to be hard, you know, to do that. But like you said, if you got the big numbers, whenever you do a show, you should your people should be in there. That's how I see it.
Your people
if your people ain't in there, man, I'm looking at your numbers like something look fishy.
Something ain't right.
Look like something YL didn't call that out of those little spot we go to.
Something just ain't right.
You know, I know about people, you know, paying and things, and you know, I understand the reason why they do it. But like I said, man, when you start putting two and two together, shit don't match up. And shit don't be adding up. And if it don't really add up, not necessarily meaning 100% of the time that you write. 99% of the time, your insides and your common damn sense is telling you that ain't adding up.
Exactly. There's something not right.
That's like when people, that's like when people, you be like, oh yeah, when people be like, man, I got international radio show. But then you don't ever hear no international music.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm just saying, like this is different. You know, I'm different, man. I'll be on helmets. We cut right off your helmets. So I'm gonna try. How you in the oh, but you don't never. I don't understand. You don't play nobody from Africa, from you know what I mean. Nowhere else. But you say that because that's where your reach is. Yeah, your reach is over there, but you ain't actually working with nobody that's over there.
Right.
Mhm.
And I have to say this, I haven't played anyone international as of yet, but I do have the reach. And I want
yep.
to have people that are from these areas to play their music because I like diversity. And I'm very diverse. I'm very cultured, too. And,
all this medical talk we've been talking, you feel me? We had a long discussion on medical talk and terpenes and wedding cake and all this good shit like that. You dig? I'm finna go, man. We got to zip it up, man. We went over. We all been off the record for a minute. Appreciate everybody that stayed on rocking with us. Man, we right back at it tomorrow night, man, with another live session, man. We're going to get it in. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, y'all can't miss it. Tune in, baby. The Mister, man. Big shout out Schooler Schooler. Big shout out Petty Murphy. Big shout out Wild Dallas. Big shout out to Coma Raider Factor. Big shout out to Night Trainer Brand. Big shout out Dallas Chuck T as well. We getting ready to get it in, baby. Hey, appreciate y'all, man. Till next time, keep it jerky, man.
Peace.